The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergents. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon and good evening, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the back end of a home-and-home series between the Williams Purple Cows and the Middlebury Panthers is about to take place. Last night, down in the land of the Purple Cows, the Panthers fell in overtime by a score of 5-4. And really, the question is, tonight, brother, can you spare some points? The Panthers are in desperate need of some points in the NESCAC Conference. In the last five NESCAC games, the Panthers have walked away with just 4 points. And while they're tied with Hamilton for the third, fourth spot in the conference, this is not looking good right now, because those teams have two games, have another game this weekend. Middlebury, the last game of the weekend here with Williams. Next weekend, the final home games against Amherst and Hamilton. Amherst tied with Middlebury for 3-4 in the conference, and Amherst only 2 points behind, or excuse me, only 1 point behind, 2 points, I'm sorry, 2 points behind the Panthers. So tonight, it's brother, can you spare some points? The Panthers need to get on the board. They need some points. My name is Kim Lower, and joining me tonight, Jim LaBerge. We have broken out the ultimate Panther good luck charm for tonight's game. Jim, welcome back.
Well, thanks very much, Kim. It's good to be back, and it's been a few years. The last time, obviously, I was on the air was when the senior crop this year's team were freshmen. Mm-hmm. So it's been a few years, and we've seen some games as a spectator. And you know, it's a good group of guys. I've already been told that if they win tonight, I'm going to have to be coming back and back and back. I'll be the good luck charm, but we'll see how that goes. You know, I listened to some of the game last night. It sounded like the Panthers played pretty well the first couple of periods, but then ran into some trouble in the third. And, you know, the Eves came back, took the lead. Credit the Panthers for getting that tying goal, getting it into overtime, but unfortunately coming up on the short end in overtime and on the home-to-home. Now they're back in the friendly confines. They see if they can get some jump from being home and, you know, see if they can take some points. You mentioned that Amherst is a couple of points behind the Panthers right now. If they wind up tied at the end of the season, the Panthers should have the edge with the win if they can at least you know, either tie or beat Amherst exactly. Next weekend at home, then they'll have the advantage with Amherst. But you're right. When you've got five games and you've got a possibility of 20 points, thinking optimistically, but you only come away with four, there's obviously some work that needs to be done. And granted, we know that there's been some injuries, key injuries to this team.
Yes, there were. And last night, the Panthers started off like a house of fire, going out to a 1-0 lead in that first period. It was Zach Haggerty, and fans, he is the real stud of this team this year. It was Haggerty from Weir and Charles at 11:40, putting the Panthers on the board first. Stop by another number 14, Fishman around a wire. Wire, left side, in front of his own bench. Over the line, to Haggerty, in on goal, shot, score! Zach Haggerty picking up the pass from Zach Wire, and at the 11:40 mark, it's the Panthers going on top by a score of 1-0. That's Haggerty from Wire. And also on that, Jake Charles picked up an assist. Williams scored later in that first period, and after 20 minutes, the team skated at one apiece. However, Middlebury had their best second period in recent memory. Haggerty again doing the damage, picking up the goal from Doherty and Charles at 6:09, giving Middlebury a 2-1 lead. Faceoff now in the Middlebury zone to the left side of Yee. Middlebury controls from the draw. Up ice pass to Charles. Over the line, in on goal, shot, rebound, score! Haggerty puts it away! Zach Haggerty with his second goal of the evening. Matt Doherty cleans it up, and the Panthers take the lead 2-1. Middlebury's good times continue to roll in that third period when Ron Fishman extended the Middlebury lead to 3-1. Assist going to Zach Wire, and this one came at 18:30, just 4 seconds after the Williams penalty had expired. In the corner goes, picked up by Newgold, skating in front of his own net at the blue line. Up to Tkachuk. Tkachuk relays the puck to McGovern into the middle, or the Williams zone it goes. Back to the point. Fishman, penalty is expired. Wrist shot, score! Ron Fishman or Zach Wire from the point. Could have been deflected. That one coming just after the penalty has expired. And the Panthers extend the lead to 3-1. But then the third period came and Middlebury's downfall began. Williams scoring 3 unanswered goals, taking a 4-3 lead. Finally, Middlebury on a power play goal. Wire comes through with an assist from Newgold. A power play goal at 16:17 draws the Panthers even at 4. Panthers keep it alive. Newgold. Shot. Score! Newgold passes it over to Zach Wire, and Wire from the left point, a power play goal for Middlebury, ties it up. Interestingly enough, the player that was in the penalty box for Williams, his name was Colby Cretella. He would ultimately win the game for Williams at 1 minute into the overtime, and Middlebury drove back home, losing 5-4.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow when you got a 3-1 lead. But they always say the 2-goal lead in hockey is the worst lead, and it turned out to be a fact last night when Williams came back and stole one in overtime. The power plays last night, it looks like Williams was 0-2 on the power play or 0-4 on the mm-hmm. power play.
Oh, they didn't score. Nope,
not no. And the Panthers were 50%. They were 1-2. So,
but the interesting thing was shots on goal last night, 50 for Williams, just 30 for Middlebury. In that third period, if I'm not mistaken, the shots on goal in the third period, Williams had 13, and on that they scored on a total of 3 of those shots.
That's pretty good average.
It was a good average indeed. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desiberay on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Jim, let's take a little look here at the NESCAC standings, and we'll talk about more about that when we get to the second period and we see some of the upcoming games. But right now, let's just give the fans a bit of a recap here. At the top of the heap is Williams. 15 games into the season, 25 points, 3 points ahead of Trinity, but then there's just a huge drop-off. So really, it's Williams and Trinity going head-to-head here to see who is going to be the NESCAC champion.
Right.
Trinity, 14 games, so they've got a game tonight and a game tomorrow, so they'll catch up in games. So right now, they've got, they've got one game in hand on Williams, but they're at 22 points. Then that's Middlebury and Hamilton. Hamilton has a game in hand on Middlebury. They're tied at 16.
Right, and they tied out there, though, too.
They tied there, so now there's no blood drawn there, so that could be very important.
Next
who wins
weekend. Yeah.
Weekend.
Next weekend's going to be tough.
And then lurking just 1 point behind is Bowdoin, and Bowdoin has beaten Middlebury twice during the season. No, it's tie and a win.
Yep.
Tie here, win over in Maine.
Yep.
So Bowdoin sits in the fifth spot with 15 points. Amherst sits in the sixth spot at 13 points. So right now, Middlebury in kind of danger here from dropping out of the top four. And at the beginning of the season, that was one of the goals of Neil Sinclair. Top four finish, host a quarterfinal game here.
Well, they got the last three games here at the Chip Kenyon Arena, and hopefully it'll bode well for the Panthers. If I remember that loss over in Brunswick against Bowdoin, they lost in the last minute of the game,
yep,
if I remember correctly. So that's a tough one to swallow. But, you know, this is also Terry Mahara's last season as the coach of the Bowdoin Polar Bears. So, you know, they've got incentive to finish strong in the NESCAC and see how far they can go. Panthers, they do have work to do. They have injuries, but you mentioned a couple of players have stepped up, been brought up to fill in the gaps. And, you know, hopefully tonight, here on this big ice surface, they can take one back from Williams, return the favor, and keep pace with Amherst and Hamilton. I'm not sure who Hamilton and Amherst are playing this weekend.
Don't know.
I almost think it could be the main teams, but I don't know for certain. So it should be an interesting finish along the way. So,
you know, and then you go down. Tufts is 7, Wesley and 8, Colby and Conn College bringing up the rear. So Middlebury definitely will be in the quarterfinals. There's no doubt about that. But it would be much nicer to have that game here versus having to go on the road to either Hamilton or Bowdoin or something like that.
Yeah, but it's interesting when you talk from the player's perspective, too. Sometimes they feel a little bit looser on the road. They play a little tighter at home, and, you know, they also have distractions at home that they wouldn't have on the road. So we'll see how that bears out. But we're just a few minutes away from the drop of the puck here. And, you know, there's still plenty of seats available, folks. Come on out.
It was a rather sparse crowd last night down at Williams, I'll tell you that much.
259 in attendance, if I saw correctly.
Yeah, I think at the game started, I said there were 50, and then they flocked in after that. So that we got to 259, and you've been down to that rink before.
Yes, I have.
And it's it's a big old barn, and
it's very similar to the old Duke Nelson Arena.
Yep.
with the Quonset hut style with all the old timbers in there.
Yep.
You know, so it's It's very much like the old Duke Nelson Arena. Of course, all the players today wouldn't have known what the Duke Nelson looked like. Hey, while we're talking, we'll give a shout-out to the McKennas, Jamie and Brittany, and Jamie's folks. They're listening over in Lake Placid
all
tonight.
All right. So, well,
former Middlebury assistant coach and player, and also a national championship team member, too.
Well, you know, he's going to bring us some good luck then.
I hope so.
He's going to bring us some good luck. And the Panthers right now, they just need to concentrate on winning the game. And Jim, you know, I've talked all season long about your four keys to success. And the one that the Panthers consistently do great is block shots.
Yep.
This team blocks shots better than anything. They do it better than Shaquille O'Neal block shots. They do a great job. The one that they can't seem to stand or get away from is staying out of the penalty box.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, but I was looking at the stats nationally, and there are 76 teams in Division III. The team with the least amount of penalty points is Wesleyan at 5.8 minutes average per game in the box. The next team at 75 is Middlebury at 7.4 minutes per game average. So they actually have stayed out of the box, but I guess once they're in the box, sometimes they get picked on a little bit. Looking at their penalty kill, you know, they're number 45 in the nation at 81 and almost 82%. So, you know, you get up in the 90s, mid-90s on that penalty kill, you're making a statement.
Yes, you are.
You get in the 80s, it tells you a different story. You know, sometimes you're going to get picked on once you got a player down.
Yeah, exactly. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And this is Hockey Night in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, 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 that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower and Jim LaBerge here at Kenyon Arena here in Middlebury, Vermont, and you're listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And the starting lineups for the visiting Williams Purple Cows under the tutelage of Bill Kangas, coming in with a record of 16-4-1. They start off their hot offensive line centered by number 11, Roberto Cellini. 5 goals, 8 assists, 13 points for the freshman, 5'8", 155 out of Montreal, Quebec. On his left side, David Italiano, a sophomore, Toronto, Ontario, 5'10", 180, 8 goals, 13 assists, 21 points. The number 3 star of the game last night, he had a dandy down there in Williamstown. And on the right side, Tyler Young, a junior from Sayville, New York, 5'10", 195. He comes into the season with 17 points, courtesy of 8 goals and 9 assists. Back on the defense, a name that, Jim, you're probably going to remember, Xander Masucci. I think he must have had a brother that went there as well. There's been a Masucci in the Williams lineup, I think, since hockey was invented. Xander is a senior, 6'1", 190 from Far Hills, New Jersey. He had an assist last night, and he comes in tonight's game. 6 goals, 10 assists for 16 points. He's going to be paired up with his defensive mate, Greg Johnson, senior, 6'2", 190 from Dallas, Texas. He's pretty much the quarterback of their power play. He comes in with 1 goal, 5 assists, or excuse me, 4 assists for 5 points. And the intern of the igloo for Coach Kangas, Michael Pinos. He is a freshman, a first year out of Montreal, Quebec. Stands 5'9", 170. He has a record this season for Williams of 10 wins and 2 losses, a 93.9 saves percentage, and a minuscule 1.677 goals against average. So for Williams, Cellini centering in the first line, Italiano and Young on the wings, back at the blue line, Masucci, Johnson, and Pino between the pipes. For the Middlebury Panthers, under the tutelage of Neil Sinclair, they come in with a record of 6 wins, 9 losses, and 6 ties. The same starting lineup as last night. It's going to be centered by the captain, number 29, Evan Newgold, a senior from Goshen, Connecticut. He comes into the game with 5 goals, 13 assists for 18 points. On the left side, Camille Tkachuk, a freshman from Oakville, Ontario. Camille has 2 goals, 2 assists for a total of 4 points. And on the right side, Brandon McGovern, number 39, a senior from Centerport, New York, 5 goals, 3 assists, a total of 8 points. Back on the blue line, it's going to be anchored by Ron Fishman, number 14, a senior from Roslyn, New York. Ron comes in, 3 goals, 10 assists for a total of 13 points. He's paired up with Zach Weyer. 1 goal, 1 assist for the sophomore from Shoreview, Minnesota. Total of 2 points for Zach. And in the intern of the igloo for the Panthers between the pipes, it's going to be Liam Moorfield Yee. His second start against Williams. The senior stands 6'1", 190, so he's a big presence in the net. His record, 1 win, 3 losses, and 4 ties. A 91.6% saves percentage, but a little bit large, 2.93 goals against. So that's the starting lineup for Middlebury. Newgold centering the top line, Tkachuk on the left, McGovern on the right. Back at the blue line, it's going to be Fishman and Wire, and the intern of the igloo, Liam Moorfield Yee.
You know, Kim, you mentioned the high score, or the top line for Williams. 4 of those 5 players, not including the goaltender, but 4 of the 5 out there, are in the top scorers. They're in the top scoring, actually in the top 5 of their scorers. You got Italiano, who's the top scorer, 21 points total. You got Xander Masucci. Then you got Roberto Cellini and Tyler Young. So you've talked about that's their scoring lineup right there, that top line.
It is. The last night, you know, they got some nice hustle. George Hunkley, second line, a left winger. He did a nice job. Colby Cretella broke the Panthers back in overtime.
Right.
Joe Welsh had a goal in that game. So the top two lines, Dan Doherty had a goal as well. So, you know, some good offense up and down the line. And Pinos just did a great job last night. The kid is, he's a freshman.
Yep.
And so they have a senior on the squad. Pinos has played the majority of the games for the Eagles, so apparently Bill Kangas, Coach K, likes him quite a bit.
Well, you know, Clagg, the other goaltender, Noah Clagg, he's no slouch. Pinos comes in ranked number 10th in the nation on the goals against, and actually Clagg, who hasn't seen as much action as Pinos, he's even better at, he's number 9 in the nation at 1.65 goals against. So it's not like it's going to get any better if one or the other doesn't go in and, you know, and the Panthers get on a scoring tangent.
No, it doesn't. And so for Middlebury, unfortunately, Stephen Klein, who's really lugged most of the rubber for the Panthers, out with a little bit of an injury or something, so he's not in the lineup. Liam Moorfield Yee going for now his third game in a row. And we'll see what happens next week. I'm not certain what the status is of the sophomore net type minder. But we've got another Canadian in the Nets, Liam Moorfield-Yates, senior. So he's got just a handful of games left before he graduates.
And his save percentage is pretty good, too. Almost 92% save percentage. And his goals against are not bad either, 2.93.
Bruce Zeman, the new PA announcer, calling the starting lineups for the Panthers. Middlebury in their home white uniforms, and Williams in their away purple uniforms, trimmed up with some gold. Good crowd on hand here at Kenyon Arena, but plenty of good seats left, so if you're so inclined, come on out. It's nice and warm inside the rink here. Camille Tkachuk being announced, and then Evan Newgold. Games coming up next weekend here on WVTK. It's going to be on the 20th, home game against Hamilton at a 4 o'clock start. And it's going to be the 21st against Amherst, a 4 o'clock start. And you've been listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
This month at Foster Motors, it's the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. President Day deals all month long and President Day bonus cash up to $1,000. Check out their huge Jeep inventory and great lease deals. 0% for 60 months on most models and great Ram selections. The new Ram 1500 is 0% for 60 months plus rebates and up to $3,000 on select models. Come on down to Foster Motors for the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower and Jim LaBerge back just before the start of tonight's contest between the Williams Purple Cows and the Middlebury Panthers. Panthers gathering around Liam Moorfield-Yee to give him some final words of encouragement. And in the first period, it'll be Williams defending the goal down to our right at the Cornwall end of the rink, while Middlebury defends the other end at the Middlebury side of the rink. So Panthers skating from left to right in the opening period. And, Jim, let's get ready to kick some tires and light some fires here, buddy.
Absolutely. Haven't heard that one in a while. Actually, I haven't said that one in a while. So, yeah, it should be a good night. I think the Panthers will come out knowing that they really had a solid chance last night to come away with a couple of points and, you know, probably feeling the sting of letting it slip away. So let's see them come out tonight with a little fire and hopefully able to pot some goals early on, maybe take the Eaves out of their game a little bit and see if they can come away with a solid victory heading into next weekend for the final regular season.
Well, they have scored goals quickly in the past 30 seconds. They got the first goal against Trinity, gets Wesleyan. So let's see what happens now as New Gold goes down against Cellini. New Gold wins it back. A little bit of confusion as the Panthers lose control of the puck immediately. And Italiano takes the shot around behind the net. Picked up by Gauguin. Gauguin in front of his own bench. Stopped. Puck shot back in. Nice save. Picking it up, Cage. For the Panthers. Around to Gauguin. Here we go. To New Gold at center ice. Left side.
Yeah.
Offside. Just a little ahead to Chuck and McGovern.
Yeah, just a step ahead as New Gold was carrying it into the zone. And just a moment ago, Williams opening shot on Liam Morfield G. It was flipped in from outside the blue line, but it was not a easy save. That was one of those ones that bounce about 2 feet right in front of the goaltender. You never know if it's going to take a weird angle on you, but a good solid stop by Liam Morfield G.
Frankie Morgan McNamara out on the defense for Williams. At the center ice area to Colby Cretella, and the puck goes into the penalty box area. A stoppage in play with 19:22 now left in the first period. No score here at Kenyon. The Purple Cows of Williams and the Panthers of Middlebury face off just outside the Williams blue line by the penalty box area. Middlebury controls. Over the line comes Zach Haggerty. Quick shot behind him, and wow. I think that skipped just a little bit behind Pinos's. I saw the puck sitting up on top of his pad there.
It was. It was actually sitting on the backside of his pad, right where the white meets the tan thick part of the pad. And if he had moved at all, that could have slipped off, and it was right there. But it stayed right there. Panthers came in and took a little stick at it, but it still stayed right there all the way through to the whistle.
Gray, or Gary, checked that. Battling there against Haggerty. And the Williams breaks at center ice, picked off by Fishman. Long flip shot, high, and another save, though an awkward one by Pinos. So I don't know if Middlebury thinks that going high on him might work, but that one, he didn't have much luck with that. He bobbled that one. It was not that tough.
Yeah, he's a little guilty of looking behind him really quick. He hasn't handled either shot, opening shot on him very well. He's let it skip away from him, and it was Zach Haggerty coming in and giving him a little bit of a snow cone at the end.
Falvey to Stevens now from the faceoff. Stevens in the Williams zone to Najjar. Najjar behind the net working against Cellini, and Williams able to clear it to center ice. Back there for it. Gauguin throws it into the Williams zone. Najjar to Stevens doing a nice job forechecking, but away come the Purple Cows. It's center ice. It's Young. Right side, shot blocked by Gauguin into the netting, and a stoppage in play with 18:26 now left in the first period. No score between Williams and Middlebury.
I know the time hasn't elapsed very much. It's only been a minute 34 into the contest, but the Panthers on that last shift, they had some pretty good pressure in there against the Williams, the East defense, and again, a couple of shots that weren't really handled very cleanly by Pinoise. Yeah, okay, I'll get it fine. Welcome back.
Huh? There you go. You're good. Haggerty out there for Williams now. Muscled off the puck by New Gold in the far corner. Williams still with it. Looks to try to get a shot on net. Middlebury picks it off. And out at center ice they come. Nope, not much going on there as McNamara picks it up and wraps it back into the Middlebury zone. Panthers looking to get something going. They've got Tkachuk out there. He's stopped. Second effort. I think we're going to get out this time to Neary on the far side. To the captain, New Gold. He tips it into the Williams zone. Neil Sinclair looking for a line change. Williams should have no difficulty getting out of their zone. And here comes McNamara. He stopped at center ice, though. Flip back into the Williams zone. Picked off by the captain, Xander Masucci. He's stopped. Got it again. Masucci now. Good job on the Panthers clogging up center ice. Williams finally content to dump it in as Hunkley throws it in the right side. Wire back there for the Panthers. Around the boards it goes. Long flip shot by Sungho Park. Gets Middlebury the chance to change lines, but here comes Williams. Frankie Mork over the Middlebury line in behind the defense. Shot, rebound, cleared away by the Panthers as Mork was right in on goal. Hunkley, shot, blocked in front by the Panthers. They finally clear it aside. Lyman, here we go. Middlebury, if they quick, they got two on two. Nope. Williams back checking, able to get it away. Middlebury looks for a line change. Doherty able to intercept the play, but Williams controls, bounce pass, center ice. Doherty can't get away, and it's picked up by Belush. He's stopped. Gogan to Doherty to Haggerty. A pair of Zacks throwing it into the Williams zone. Haggerty can't keep it alive for Middlebury. Back skates Johnson. He's stopped at center ice. Doherty. Over the line. Travis Stevens right in front. Looking to get a shot away. Centers in front. Panther couldn't get to the puck. Williams takes over at center ice. Haggerty. No, he's stopped. Back comes Stevens and again for the Panthers. Around behind the crease. And Falvey sends it back to the point. Big wrist shot. Off the stick of number 22, Cage. That goes wide. Cage chases it into the corner now. Around behind the net. Greg Johnson picks it up. He's stopped as the Panthers do a good job of forechecking. Finally gets it over to McNamara. McNamara headmans the puck to Cellini. Over the Middlebury line. Drop pass to Italiano. He's muscled off the puck by Cage. And Cage controls in the Middlebury zone. 15-28. Good pace left thus far in this game. Panthers throw it in the Williams zone. Picking it off, Gray. With Masucci. Through center ice. Long pass. That goes nowhere. Middlebury picks it up. Fishman in his own zone. To Wire. To Fishman. Around the boards. In front. Middlebury catches a big break there as Cellini almost intercepted an errant pass by the Panthers. And with 14:58 and no score, Middlebury tries to wind it up at center ice. Flip shot into the Williams zone. Picking it up is Masucci. Lotta over the Middlebury line. Panthers able to clear the puck into the corner. Werner in the far corner in the Middlebury zone. Digging for the puck. Gets it back to the point to Mork. Mork to Haggerty. In deep to Lotta. Middlebury finally able to come up with a puck. Skating in front of his own net. Panthers control, but Newgold not able to do much, and the puck is shot back into the Williams zone, chasing it back there for the Purple Cows is Latta. Middlebury in a line change, so Williams has some pressure. It's Colby Cretella behind the Middlebury net. Tries to send it back to the point to Johnson. Picked off, though, by Middlebury, and down the ice it gets sent.
Ooh. Ouch.
Williams having a little difficulty clearing through the zone. Sunho Park tried to keep it alive, but here comes Williams back over the Middlebury line. That player is just driven to the ice by his Middlebury defender, but Williams controls. Trying to center it out in front. It's Hunkley. Back to the point it goes to McNamara. McNamara shot wide of the crease. Park decides to flip it behind the net. Gogan clears it. Up ice, Middlebury able to control. Nice job there by Jimmy McKee. He clears center ice and shoots it down into the Williams zone. Line changes side for both squads. Williams, though, tries to bring it up, but it tips into the Williams bench. It with 13:15 now left in the first period. There's no score, but a good fast pace of the game, Jim.
Absolutely. Some good opportunities at both ends by both teams. Williams with a couple of good shots in on Moorfield G. He kicked out some fat rebounds, but the defense did a great job of steering those rebounds wide of the slot area.
Cage can't get anything going there. Doherty picks it up, but Haggerty gets it from Middlebury and throws it into the Williams zone. Doherty trying to keep it alive for the Panthers, gets it back to the point where Cage wraps it down low. Williams with the puck, though, in their own zone, and here they come. Doherty, cross ice to Stickle. Right side, Stickle goes into the Middlebury corner. Neary with it. Doherty battling behind the Middlebury net, but Jake Charles has it. Charles to Doherty. Two on two, Middlebury with Haggerty. Doherty's shot just goes wide. Haggerty with it now. Tries to center it in front to Jake Charles. That was blocked, and back come the Eaves. Quickly through center ice. Cellini, he stops. He waits for his line mates to catch up. But it's Fishman intercepting the puck and gets it to Haggerty. Haggerty up to Falvey. Falvey's shot. Nice save there by Pinos. And Williams controls Johnson. Through center ice to Young. He gets over the Middlebury line, but Fishman intercepts, clears, but not out. Young tries our backhand shot, or backhand pass, rather. That didn't really go anywhere, and Middlebury has it in their own zone. Zach Weyer, 11:45 left in the first stanza. To Fishman. To Stevens. He's stopped at his own blue line. In front of the Williams bench, Stevens can't get anything going. And Italiano now over the Middlebury line. Shot on goal. Yee makes the save, closes the blocker pads. And David Italiano, nice job coming in on the left side for the Eaves. But Moorfield Yee makes the save with 11:28 left in the first period and no score.
Yeah, a little bit misfortunate for the Panthers below as it looked like they had a good rush coming up the ice, but the puck got tangled in the linesman's skates right at the blue line, and that just stopped that rush up the ice.
Cretella down for Williams on the faceoff. Quick shot, but just goes wide of the cage, and Neary has it. Panthers backhanded in by their own bench. Williams returns the favor by sending it deep into the zone one more time. Middlebury, now here we go. To Chuck, right side, over the Williams line, waiting for some help. To McGovern. McGovern around to Newgold. Newgold's shot. Good save by Pinos. And he hangs on for a save. Faceoff will be coming to the right side of the freshman netminder from Montreal, Quebec. No score here at Kenyon Arena. 11:05 left in the first period.
You know, a couple of shifts ago, Doherty from Middlebury skated off a little slow. He looked like he got his bell rung a little bit towards the backboards behind the Williams net. Skated off a little slowly, and we'll keep an eye and see if he comes back out a little bit later.
Malika brings it out, but he's stopped at center ice. Gogan had a thought to get it to Newgold, but that didn't quite work, and back come the Eaves. Werner at center ice. Very clogged center ice area. Newgold intercepts and skates back into his own zone, trying to spread things out a bit as we approach 10:30 now left in the first period. Panthers shoot it into the Williams zone. Park tries to muscle his player off the puck, and chipped up in here into the stands, and a whistle and a stoppage in play with 10:28 now left in a scoreless first period.
Shots four apiece. The one thing that we haven't had tonight yet so far was any kind of an icing call. Nope. Pucks come over the glass a couple of times and in the benches, but so far no panicky icing plays by either team.
Johnson in his own zone for Williams. Gets it ahead smartly to Doherty. In over the line, Doherty fans on his shot. Fishman takes it away from him, but they can't clear it out. Back to the point it goes to Johnson's shot in front, blocked at the defense. Malika. Fishman. And now Jimmy McKee battling for the puck. But it's Williams, Malika with the puck still. Panthers having a little bit of difficulty clearing it out. Finally, picking up Zach Weyer. He skates around in his own zone again. Middlebury. Here we go, Jimmy McKee. Left side, McKee, one on four, takes the shot and forces Pinos to make a save, and Pinos is not looking real sharp. I don't know why, what was the purpose of that, because McKee wasn't that close.
No, it was one on four for a second. I thought he would just make the stop and steer it aside, let his defense take over, and he fought that one again. So he's fighting things a little bit. He hasn't given anything up, but he certainly hasn't looked very sharp out there yet tonight, Pinos has.
Face off to the right side of the Williams netminder. Gray with the puck. Up ice to Cellini. Across to Young. Into the Middlebury zone they go. Cellini and Young, they've got Italiano sneaking around in the slot area, but Middlebury comes away with it. Haggerty to Charles to Haggerty. Left side, Haggerty flips it in. Pinos takes a jump at it. He missed it, but it went behind the cage. Williams controls Gray. To Frankie Mork. Up to Young. Over the Middlebury line. Shot blocked at the defense. Nice job by the Panthers. Haggerty tries to get it to Cage. No, decides he's going to hang on to it behind his own net. Now to Neary. To Doherty. Williams getting a line change with some effective forechecking, so Middlebury not much of an advantage there, but it's Cage ahead to Stevens. Right side, over the Williams line, and behind the defense, backhand shot. Blocked nicely by Pinos, and he sends it into the corner. Grade A opportunity for Travis Stevens on the best opportunity for Middlebury all night. Almost dented the twine. Back to Fishman from center ice. He throws it into the Williams zone. Gogan tries to chase it down. Along the boards, Gogan tries to keep it in the Williams zone. He does momentarily, but the Eves get it out to center ice. Falvey takes charge in his own zone. 8:16 left. That's going to be an icing call.
Oh, it looked to me like it was touched up by the Panthers' number 9, Travis Stevens, but the official didn't see it that way. It certainly looked like it appeared he had tapped it.
8:12 left in the first period. Neil Sinclair might be thinking the same thing. He's shaking his head over there on the bench that shouldn't have been an icing call, but no score here in the game. Shots even up at 4.
I think that just bolsters my argument a little bit if you got the head coach sort of agreeing. So
let's see what the Panthers can do here. We got 8:04 left. Good pace to this game. This game is moving right along, just like maple syrup flowing in the springtime in Vermont.
Well, it's been flowing actually early this year, yeah. But it's not going to flow too much the next couple of nights.
No, it's going to freeze up here pretty fast. So.
Oh, absolutely. So good job really on the last shift by Jimmy McKee with that nifty move to the slot area. And you had Mike Najar that almost corralled that rebound opportunity. But, you got to credit Pinos. He was able to steer the puck away into the backboards where the defense caught up to it.
Malika wins the draw, gets it back to the point. Williams keeps it alive. It's Johnson from the right side. His shot blocked, and back come the Panthers. McGovern can't get much going there, and it's Gray. Up to Stickle. Williams over the Middlebury line. Shot, good blocker save by Liam Moorfield Yee. 7:28 left, first period, no score, top of the slot. Nice drive there by Greg Johnson, blocked by the defense, never got through. Sam Gray loses the puck to Fishman. Fishman for the Panthers at his own blue line. Through center ice, flips it over. Pinos makes the save, and with Fishman racing in, he beat his defender, Sam Gray, back to the puck. And Pinos, again, has forced to cover up the play there, Jim.
Yeah, he spotted, was it Najar that was coming in following the play? Because the Panther outskated the Williams defender, so Pinos had to corral it pretty quickly. Just a moment ago, Johnson just inside the Middlebury blue line. He didn't really wind up and try to one-time it, but he took a just enough off that he could control the shot throughout. He put it through a crowd, but Liam Moorfield Yee stuck that pad out and was able to kick it aside. So it was a nice save by Yee, but it was a good shot selection by Johnson.
Young now to Mork over the Middlebury line offside. And that first line of Williams seeing a lot of ice time, that line of Cellini, Young, and Italiano, they seem to be out there just about every other shift for Coach Kangas.
Yeah, it was Cellini that was guilty of being into the zone ahead of the play on that one. So the faceoff will come back outside the Middlebury zone with 6:59 remaining in the opening period, still scoreless here at the Chip Kenny and 85 Arena.
Mork with the puck from the faceoff back in his own zone. Teamed up with McNamara. They try to get something going at center ice, and they do to Cellini. Breaks over the Middlebury line to Italiano. His shot was 5 foot wide. I don't know what he was shooting at, but it wasn't the net.
It was a nice toe drag, but he was nowhere near the net on that shot.
And it's McKee to Fishman. Off the boards, Fishman. Had Mark Lyman there, but decided to go off the boards. Now it's back in the Middlebury zone to Wire. Skates toward the Middlebury bench at center ice. Shot in around the boards into the Williams, and Pinos makes the save. Panthers complete the line change. Williams stands pat right now with Cretella. To Mork. Over to McNamara. Their shot goes wide of the crease. Hunkley with it now. Keeps it alive in the Middlebury zone. Around the boards it goes, but Middlebury's Najar going to be able to pick it up. Bounces it off right by his own bench. And with 5:54 left, Williams starts the attack up again. Nice hip check there on Hunkley as he was taken down, and he is hurt a little bit. He's limping a little bit. I think he got his calf muscle checked pretty good there, but he's up and at him, and Fishman has, or checked at. Gogan has it. He clears center ice. And the Panthers looking for a line change. Williams, not really too sharp on getting out of their zone. Travis Stevens keeps it alive from Middlebury. Stopped, and now Hunkley. checked off his stick. Nice job by the Panthers. And Travis Stevens now tries to weave his way through the Williams zone. In on goal, shot, backhand shot to Evan Newgold. No Panther there, as there was a fat rebound in the blue ice area. Couldn't put that one home, and with 5 minutes, we remain tied here in the first period. No score. Neary to Cage. Bounces the pass right by the Williams bench. Stopped there by McNamara. Up to Latta. Latta in over the Middlebury zone. Intercepted, and Middlebury wraps it back to center ice. 4:45 left. First period action. No score thus far, but a very entertaining game. Lots of action end to end. Neary now in his own zone for the Panthers.
Oh.
To Cage. That was a low percentage. And he's now Middlebury has their pocket picked. Shot in front. Bad pass there as Middlebury's had their pocket picked on a cross-ice pass right in front of their crease. It's Haggerty coming over the line, stopped. Middlebury on a line change. Eves may catch him on an odd man advantage. They do in front, but Middlebury's Gogan able to pick it up, or check that, Charles. Up into the zone they go. Doherty in front, shot goes behind the net. Chased down by the Panthers. In front, shot off the stick, a wire goes wide. Middlebury a little bit of pressure there, and Williams decides to relieve that by lofting a high one to center ice. They want a line change, but back come the Panthers. Big shot off the stick, Aron Fishman. And with 3:42, a great save by Michael Pinos. And he hangs on for the save. No score. First period action here from Kenyon Arena.
I think the ice tipped a little bit the Panthers' way, that one, for the last shift, Kim. And I'll tell you, it just shows you how athletic these goaltenders can be, because Pinos, he had to butterfly and make a stop as he was sliding over to his right. That shot was ticketed for the left side, and he was able to keep his skate and his pad to the ice and stop the shot. And you wonder why there aren't more groin pulls when it comes to being a goaltender.
One-time shot. Falvey lets a rocket go from the faceoff off the pass from Najer. Williams, though, intercepts, and back comes Young. That top line on the ice for Williams one more time. Italiano in the slot. Shot blocked to the defense. Johnson now tries to pinch in from the point. Goes in behind the net. A whistle and a stoppage in play.
We got a crease violation against the Leafs, so it's going to come outside the zone with 3:15 to go in the first period, as Kim said. And right there, the Leafs had a great opportunity, because the slot area was clogged with players, and they had a good opportunity because Morfield, you could see him darting around in the crease area trying to figure out where the puck was. So a good job by the Panthers to open up that lane so he could see what was happening. But the Leafs spent just a little too much time in that blue ice area in front of the goal.
Welsh from the faceoff shoots it in the right side for the Leafs. Stop there, and McGovern has it. McGovern flips it down the ice. Not really any Panther there. Camille Tkachuk tried to get to it. That didn't quite work, and back comes Hunkley. Hunkley over the line. A low, lazy shot comes in on Morfield Yee. He sends that to the corner. McNamara to Colby Cretella. Cretella in front. Morfield Yee was way out of position, but Terry Gogan saved the day. Skates the puck out of the Middlebury zone. Shoots it into the Williams zone, and the Panthers on a line change. 2:30 now. Gray at center ice. Over the line. One on two with another Williams defender, number 18, Werner. They're stopped, and Middlebury shoots the puck to center ice.
Save of the game so far by Liam Morfield Yee. That was just a pretty setup, but he robbed them blind, Kim.
Cage in his own zone now to Jake Charles. Williams keeps the puck alive. Nope. Panthers finally able to chip it out to center ice. Jake Charles, though, can't get anything going. Takes his player Haggerty out of the play. And let's see if the Panthers can get going. Nope. Haggerty intercepts the puck for Williams and shoots it right behind the Panther cage. Williams with 1:48, and there's a player down.
We're going to have our first penalty of the night. It's going to go against the Leafs. It looks like it's a roughing call coming at 18 minutes, 12 seconds. So the Panthers will go on the power play. They are kicking in at number 42 in the nation at 17%. The Leafs on the kill. They are number 12 in the nation at 88%.
So going into the box is number 21. That's Michael Latta. And you said, Jim, the call was?
I think it was roughing at 18-12.
Good news for the Panthers. That also moves the faceoff deep into the Williams zone. So with 1:48, Middlebury will have a power play just about for the end of this period unless they score earlier. Fishman now. Right side, top of the slot to Wire. Wire, one-time shot off the stick of Evan Newgold. Wide of the cage, Williams picks up the puck and does the right thing, sending it right down the ice. Moorfield Yee with it. Leaves it behind his net for Fishman. Ahead to Newgold by the penalty box. Left side into the Williams zone. Around behind the net, has Tkachuk in the slot. Now with McGovern moves into the slot. Newgold still with it, circling around. Top of the slot, Fishman. Waits. Tries to get to Wire. Wire now, top of the slot. Wire looking to Fishman. Fishman down low, back to the top of the slot. Wire the shot in front. Newgold couldn't relay it. Goes into the corner. Chased down by McGovern. McGovern to Newgold. Less than a minute to play. Back to the point. Wire. Fishman in front. Fishman can't keep it alive as Williams blocked the initial shot, and back to the center ice area they go. 45 seconds. Fishman, left side, into the Williams zone, behind the net. Centers in front. Shot, Najjar over the top of the crease. In front, score! Najjar's shot was way over top of the net, but it rebounded smartly off the boards. And I think it's going to be number 9, Travis Stevens, picking up the power play goal for the Panthers.
At 19:25 is the time of the power play goal, and you're right, Kim. It was a high shot by Najjar, but it came off the glass right at the post. And right there to pick it up was the Panthers, tucking it home on the power play goal, coming at 19:25. We'll get the official call here in just a moment.
All right, Middlebury draws first blood as we approach 30 seconds now left in that first period. And Middlebury looking for more. Najjar and Stevens going in. Najjar trying to bring the puck out in front. He's stopped. Williams now picks it up. Critella up ice. Middlebury able to pick it up, and they just send it to the center ice area. 13 seconds left now. Mork over the Middlebury line in front. Shot goes in the air through the goal crease. Back to the point. One last shot for Williams. Nope, they're not going to get that one. Chased in the corner by Welsh. And there goes the horn, and the first period is over. Middlebury, striking very late in that first period, walks off the ice after the first 20 minutes with a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Lately, many folks have been daydreaming of the upcoming camping season. Good news, Beaumont Trailer Sales announces their annual open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a great time to shop for a new or gently used travel trailer, fifth wheel, expandable, or pop-up. With over 200 units to choose from, you'll have your choice of styles, colors, and floor plans. This weekend, the last of the 2015 leftovers are marked way down to move them out, and Beaumont Trailer Sales is pricing them to get you out camping in 2016. Beaumont Trailer Sales has a floor plan for everybody and a budget that won't break the bank. And they invite their friends north of the border to visit and see how their Canadian dollar goes further at Beaumont Trailer Sales. And qualified buyers get great financing. Enjoy light food and refreshments this weekend during the Beaumont Trailer Sales open house on the Tom Miller Road, Plattsburgh, and at Beaumont.com. Beaumont Trailer Sales, always behind you.
Great customer care anytime, anywhere. We're always behind you. Beaumont Trailer Sales.
It's back!
Christopher Chevrolet, we need your ride event.
Trade in a non-GM vehicle now until February 15th and receive deals like this. Lease a 2016 Chevy Cruze LS for $149 a month or a 2016 Chevy Malibu LS for $199 a month. Buy a 2015 Chevy Silverado Double Cab 4x4 LT for $35,580. That's right, save $8,000 off MSRP.
Wow, baby!
Or how about a 2015 Chevy Sonic LS for $12,950?
Yes!
Save $4,000 off MSRP. That's right, own a non-GM vehicle, and you too can save only at Christopher's. But hurry, it all ends February 15th.
Dealer retains all factory rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and registration fees. Every vehicle is clearance priced. Hurry for the best selection. Don't miss the We Need Your Ride event at Christopher Chevrolet, a member of the Della Auto Group. Click ChristopherChevy.com.
Because what drives us is what drives you.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer, Jim LaBerge here at Kenyon Arena, where after a very exciting first period of play, the Panthers find themselves on top of the Williams Purple Cows by a score of 1-0. Middlebury playing a very good first period, lots of action up and down the ice, but at the 19:25 mark, Middlebury able to capture a power play goal as Travis Stevens picks up a puck at the side of the Williams crease after a high shot by Najer and puts the Panthers on top by a score of 1-0. Down low, back to the top of the slot, wire the shot in front, Newgold couldn't relay it, goes into the corner, chased down by McGovern. McGovern to Newgold. Less than a minute to play. Back to the point. Wire. Fishman in front. Fishman can't keep it alive as Williams blocked the initial shot, and back to the center ice area they go. 45 seconds. Fishman left side into the Williams zone. Behind the net. Centers in front. Shot Najar over the top of the crease. In front. Score! Najar's shot was way over top of the net, but it rebounded smartly off the boards. And I think it's going to be number 9, Travis Stevens, picking up the power play goal for the Panthers.
At 19:25 is the time of the power play goal, and you're right, Kim. It was a high shot by Najar, but it came off the glass right at the post. And right there to pick it up was the Panthers, tucking it home on the power play goal, coming at 19:25. We'll get the official call here in just a moment.
So it was Najar and Fishman picking up the assists on Travis Stevens' goals. And for Stevens, that was his fourth goal and sixth point on the season. So after one period of play, it's the Middlebury Panthers over the Williams Eiffs by a score of 1-0. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury, and you're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey Game on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
My neighbor Earl has a dog and a cat, and this time of year, all three of them lay around his Yodel stove, trying to out-snooze the other. If the cat moves, the dog will go after her, so she lies still and goes to sleep next to the fire, as does the dog, while waiting for the cat to move. Earl, warm and cozy in his easy chair, watches all this in mild suspense until he falls asleep. The winner is the last one to wake up. That's Earl's favorite midwinter tale. Another heartwarming midwinter tale is your visit to the Chimney Sweep's midwinter sale. Going on now. Save up to $500 on new world-famous Yodel wood and gas-burning stoves, fireplaces, and fireplace inserts. Add the Federal Renewable Energy Tax Credit, as much as $300, to the factory savings of up to $200, and you'll save up to $500 on your purchase of an efficient Yodel wood burner. And you're on your way to many happy, heartwarming midwinter tales to come. Starting when you step into the warm, cozy showroom at the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop, Shelburne, Barrie, or Plattsburgh.
The Lumina Estheticians are celebrating their 7th anniversary with a terrific special. All Hydrafacials are a full 20% off through the end of February. These are clinically proven, award-winning facials that will solve the problem of dry, flaky winter skin. All Hydrafacials are on sale at 20% off now through the end of February at Lumina in South Burlington. Coming soon, their new skincare line, SkinCeuticals. Listen for details.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, where after the first period of play, it's the Middlebury Panthers over the Williams Purple Cows by a score of 1-0, courtesy a late power play goal by Travis Stevens, his second power play goal of the session, of the season rather, and his fourth goal overall. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Well, Kim, tonight the Canadians had made the trip out to Western New York. They're facing the Buffalo Sabres. They're currently knocked in at one apiece with about 4:24 remaining in the first period. Montreal going on the power play. Elsewhere, the Los Angeles Kings with their new pickup, Milan Lucic from the Boston Bruins, who came back to haunt his former team earlier this week. They're on top of the Rangers down at Madison Square Garden by a score of 2-1 with 5:40 remaining in the first. Pittsburgh and Carolina, 4:52 remaining. They are scoreless there. Nashville and Tampa Bay are scoreless, but they're just underway, as well as Colorado and Detroit, still scoreless in that one. St. Louis is at Florida. Calgary will be at Arizona. That's a 9 p.m. start. And that's what we have on tap tonight for the NHL scoreboard.
And yesterday, I think it was announced, or there's some hoopla, that the NHL draft is going to be going back to the Windy City, back to Chicago again. So I know the NHL had a good time there last year. Lots of fun right down to the lake shore of Lake Michigan.
Is it Lake Michigan?
Yeah, it is Lake Michigan.
It is Lake Michigan.
It is.
You're Midwestern. You know it.
That's
absolutely.
So that the game, draft going back there. What? And in other news, the Montreal coach denies that Carey Price is gone for the rest of the season. Apparently he still wants to come back. Whether or not that happens or not, don't quite know, but I'm sure the Canadiens are going to love to have him back between the pipes.
We also wonder whether, I can't remember the Calgary player's name, but a couple of weeks ago, a pretty sad moment in NHL where he decked an official from behind as he was skating off the ice. He's been suspended indefinitely, and he's claiming it was an accident, but I mean, I think probably pretty much anybody who's an NHL or a hockey fan in general has probably seen the footage, and it's kind of hard for me to believe that that was an accident, because as he skated up to the official, he cocked and unloaded on the guy and put him right to the ice and then just calmly went to the bench. So, you know, it's sad. You don't ever want to see something like that. And if he claims that it wasn't his intention. Early on, he was hit and he was coming off. He got up. You could see that he was a little gingerly getting up. Might have been out of it a little bit, but he slammed his stick on the ice in anger, and he skated off, and that's when he unloaded under the official. But again, I don't recall the player's name. He is from Calgary, but he's another one that he may not see any action the rest of the season.
Wild card standings in the NHL as we get ever closer to the playoffs there in the Western Division. Central, Chicago, Dallas, and St. Louis all battling for some wild card place there. And in the Pacific, it's the Kings, the Sharks, and the Ducks kind of battling it out there for some in the wild card standings. And Colorado in Nashville as well. So a full slate of games on tap for the NHL. And this has been the NHL Scoreboard Update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lately, many folks have been daydreaming of the upcoming camping season. Good news, Beaumont Trailer Sales announces their annual open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a great time to shop for a new or gently used travel trailer, fifth wheel, expandable, or pop-up. With over 200 units to choose from, you'll have your choice of styles, colors, and floor plans. This weekend, the last of the 2015 leftovers are marked way down to move them out, and Beaumont Trailer Sales is pricing them to get you out camping in 2016. Beaumont Trailer Sales has a floor plan for everybody and a budget that won't break the bank. And they invite their friends north of the border to visit and see how their Canadian dollar goes further at Beaumont Trailer Sales. And qualified buyers get great financing. Enjoy light food and refreshments this weekend during the Beaumont Trailer Sales open house on the Tom Miller Road, Plattsburgh, and at Beaumont.com. Beaumont Trailer Sales, always behind you.
Great customer care anytime, anywhere. We're always behind you. Beaumont Trailer Sales.
Lumina Estheticians are celebrating their 7th anniversary with a terrific special. All Hydrafacials are a full 20% off through the end of February. These are clinically proven, award-winning facials that will solve the problem of dry, flaky winter skin. All Hydrafacials are on sale at 20% off now through the end of February at Lumina in South Burlington. Coming soon, their new skincare line, SkinCeuticals. Listen for details.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Back here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Jim LaBerge and the maestro of the play-by-play, Kim Lohr. Teams are back out on the ice. The Panthers will be skating right to left this second period. Up on top of the Williams East by a score of 1-0, courtesy of the late power play goal by Travis Stevens coming at 19:25 of that opening period. Travis Stevens with his second power play goal of the season, fourth overall, and hopefully that'll give a little bit of extra jump for the Panthers coming into the second period.
All right, going down for Middlebury, Zach Wire on the defense, but going down is the captain, Evan Newgold, out there with a pair of high 30 numbers to Chuck and McGovern. And it's Cellini, Italiano, and Young. And it's Cellini winning the draw back to Greg Johnson into the Williams zone to Masucci. Masucci shoots the puck into the Middlebury zone. Nice stop by Moorfield Yee. And a good hustle there by Tyler Young, the junior for Williams. Forces Yee to cover up. And with just 12 ticks off the clock, a faceoff coming to the left side of the Panther netminder. Cellini going down, loses the draw. Fishman has it behind the Middlebury net, skating it through to the center ice area to McGovern. Backhands it off the boards to Tkachuk. That doesn't do much, and Williams shoots it back into the Middlebury zone. No icing on this one. Panthers pick it up, and it's Wire. Poor percentage shot there as he got in front of his own net and decided he had to go behind it, almost stuffed it behind Moorfield Yee. But finally, the captain, Evan Newgold, into the Williams zone on the right side, goes to the corner. Good pressure against Italiano, but it's Young picking it up for the Eaves. It's center ice to Italiano, 1-on-4 over the Middlebury line. Williams on a line change. Panthers should be able to get out of this one in good shape. Up ice to Haggerty, right side over the Williams zone, in behind the defense. Haggerty tries to push the puck in front. He had Doherty there, but couldn't get it to him. Back to Gauguin. Gauguin wraps it behind the net where Masucci has it for Williams. 18:50 left in the second period. Middlebury on top by a score of 1-0. Jake Charles stopped. Another number 10, Critella, picks it up for Williams. Over to Mork. Mork relays it into the Middlebury zone. Gauguin back there for it. in the corner. Hunkley digs for the puck. Welsh comes away with it, but he can't do anything with it. Finally gets it back to the point. To McNamara, his shot in front, big rebound. Middlebury clears the trash out from in front of the net and to the center ice area it goes. Not a particularly good save by Moorfield Yee, but Middlebury able to clear it out and no damage there for the Panthers. Williams now going to try it again. Long home run pass there. Really didn't work, and Belush has it for Middlebury. To Gogan in his own zone. Back for Belush. Gogan takes a bit of a jolt along the boards by number 13, Doherty. Puck shot down the ice by Belush, and you heard the whistle, and a stoppage in play. So we'll skate this one back into the Middlebury zone. 17:55 remaining in the second period. 1-0. Panthers on top of the Eaves.
Outlet pass just a little too much for Travis Stevens to touch it up. And again, as you said, icing on the Panthers and back in their zone.
Right side, Moorfield Yee. Good sharp shot right from the faceoff. But Haggerty has it from Middlebury. Flips it to center ice. Doherty can't get going with it. And Williams controls in their own zone.
Very nice stop by Moorfield Yee.
Williams now comes in over the Middlebury line. Shot by Haggerty. Blocked into the corner. Stevens trying to get it out of there. Stickle finally does for Williams, but he puts it back to the point. Shot, a rocket off the stick of Greg Johnson, goes high over the crossbar, picked off by Stevens. He sends Falvey on his way. Falvey one-on-one trying to get in behind the Williams defense. Not much working there, and Mork has it now. Williams on a line change. Malika.
Wow. Panthers got away with one there, Kim.
Loses it, picked up by Cage. Cage just wraps it down into the Williams zone. Park back there for the Panthers. 16:56 left in the second period. Middlebury on top, 1-0. Back to the point it goes. Neary, right side. Wrist shot in front.
Penalty coming up on the Panthers, Kim, at 3:14. It looks like it's going to be an interference call. And let's see who's going into the sin box for the Panthers. But again, the penalty coming at 3:14.
I'm going to bet it's going to be Paul Falvey, number 43.
And the Panthers on the penalty kill for the season ranked 45th in the nation at 82%. The Eaves on the power play at 24th in the nation at 21%. Panthers, you're right, it was Falvey with the call, interference at 3:14, and the Eaves will have their first power play opportunity.
Face off in the Middlebury zone. Fishman loses it. Gray for the Eaves, puts it back to the point to Hunkley to Masucci in front. A weak shot, but Italiano has it for Williams, setting it up at the faceoff circle, top of the slot to Masucci, over to Gray, to Masucci, tries to feed it into Hunkley. Hunkley can't do it, but Masucci now, wrist shot blocked, and it goes outside the line. Williams has to retreat to center ice.
It's off the skate of Newgold. Nice job by the...
Here they come again.
Ooh.
It was Italiano trying to feather it through to Hunkley. That didn't quite work, and Middlebury able to flip it high in the air right in front of their own bench, and down the ice it goes. 1:15 left in the Middlebury penalty. Haggerty doing a nice job of forechecking, just circling in front of the Williams net. Williams just passing the puck around a little bit. Finally, they get their bearings, and here they go at center ice.
Critella. Good for about 15 seconds to take that off.
Critella sends it in. Young races into the corner, but it's Gogan. Gets it over to McGovern. McGovern trying just to clear it out. Stopped. Gogan one more time to McGovern. 42 seconds left. Williams not giving an inch here. Critella takes control. Here they come. They've got a man in the slot. Critella, the shot. Save Moorfield Yee. Great shot there. Better save by Moorfield Yee. Critella right in the slot area. One timed it, but Moorfield Yee stood tall in the crease. Critella with it one more time over the Middlebury line. Tries to send it in front to Mork. 20 seconds left. Mork with it. On the far side of the blue line. Sends it down low to Young. He's got Johnson at the slot. Here it comes. Johnson winds up, shot, blocked the defense, swept down the ice. Nice job by number 42, David Belush. And the penalty is expired. No harm to the Panthers. 14:41 left in the second period. Middlebury 1, Williams no score. Williams back into the Middlebury zone, centered in front. Shot off from the point deflects just wide as Italiano tried to get a stick on it. Williams, just a lazy shot. There's going to be a penalty against the Panthers for sure, as number five, Neary, boarded or cross-checked, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I don't think it's going to be your five-minute major type. It's going to be, I think, a hit from behind, but hopefully he won't get shown the gate because it wasn't really that vicious. But it was one of those deals where at the very last second, the Williams player actually kind of leaned forward a little bit, and the momentum from the hit carried him down into the board. But, yeah, it's the two-minute variety going against the Panthers, coming at 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Going into the box for the Panthers is number five, Andrew Neary.
So a two-minute power play coming up again for Williams. Middlebury has just successfully killed one off about 20 seconds ago. And the Panthers find themselves down again. Face off in the Middlebury zone. Gray, the top power play team out there for Williams. Finally, Middlebury taking some liberties there with the puck in front of their own net. And it's Williams now. Gray to Italiano. Sends it to Doherty. Back to the point. Masucci, far side. Masucci now with the top of the slot. Rich shot in front goes wide of the crease. Net is off its moorings. Don't quite know how that happened, Jim, but it was a...
Well, those goaltenders, they've got that wide butterfly, and sometimes those skates will kick the post right off.
So it did. It was fortunate, though, as Williams was getting some pressure there, so...
Boarding was the call on the penalty against Neary and the Panthers. Again, it was almost a back-to-back. Talk about a double minor. There was about
actually
a 20-second
saying that
space.
Williams knocked it off the crease.
Oh, well.
Because the faceoff came outside the line.
Yep.
1:30 now left, and Williams has to retreat to the center ice area. They do. They get the draw. Johnson sends it into the Middlebury zone. But it's Falvey. No, he can't quite clear it out against Mork. Mork sends it into the far corner in the Middlebury zone. Masucci with Cretella.
And Gogan's missing a stick.
Over here to Johnson. Johnson,
hurts.
Mork, top of the slot, down low. And it's Belush not able to clear it out. Young. Top of the slot, Mork. Mork walks in. Nice shot. Better blocker with a wrist. And it's Gogan now trying to kick the puck into the corner. Gogan just... without a stick, finally, just trying to pass the puck along with his hand. In front, though, big shot in front, just blocked there. As a great shot by Johnson, went just wide. Middlebury finally clears it out and down the ice with 40 seconds, and Gogan gets to the ice. Fresh Panther penalty killers out there.
That was a heck of an effort by that penalty kill unit, plus Moorfield Yee standing tall in the net as well, Kim.
Here comes Williams at center ice. Right side into the Middlebury zone comes Gray. Centers in front, backhand shot. And there's a whole gaggle of purple cows in the net there, and a face-off as the net's off its moorings. 23 seconds now left in the penalty to Neary, as Williams literally crashing the net. Two of them ended in behind Moorfield Yee, but fortunately for Middlebury, the puck was not one of the participants.
I think the puck's going to stay, or the face-off will stay inside the zone this time, because there were, like you said, there were two purple cows inside the net, but they were helped sort of in there. By the Middlebury
penalty
kill.
They
were herded in there. There you go. Very nice.
Back to the point. It's Masucci from the right side. To Gray. Gray shot. Blocked in front. Come on, Haggerty. Get the puck in. He does. Haggerty now in a foot race with Gray. Haggerty wins it deep in the Williams zone. Haggerty with 8 seconds left. Creating a little mayhem there. He peels to the bench. Williams now. Penalty has expired. Williams with the puck. Doherty into the Middlebury zone. Shot blocked by the defense. Into the corner it goes where McGovern has it. To Wire. Wire can't get it out against Italiano. McGovern has it one more time. Up to Newgold. Evan Newgold being bothered on a nice forecheck there by Hunkley. Hunkley all over him. Finally, Newgold held by Hunkley.
No call
there.
Yep.
And the puck goes harmlessly to center ice. Middlebury now. New goal blocks the first shot, but back come the Eats through the center ice area. Over the Middlebury line in front. Shot, rebound! Moorfield Yee goes post to post, coast to coast without a stick, and hangs on and makes a grade-A save. Doctor, you can hang a star on that one.
That was a beauty, because I'm trying to pick up the number 18 for the Eats, Matt Werner. He was right there, and he thought he had all net. And Moorfield Yee, butterflying once again without the stick, was able to corral that puck and and just stuff it under the pad. Great save by Liam Moorfield-Yate.
11:45 left in the second period. Middlebury 1, Williams no score. Jake Charles going down for the faceoff against Haggerty. Haggerty wins the draw back to the point to Mork. Mork, one-time shot by the stick of McNamara, goes wide. Middlebury can't clear it. It's picked up by Stickle. Stickle and Haggerty back to the point to Mork. Mork drives it in front. Moorfield-Yate sticks aside a weak shot as it rebounded through some legs. Stickle trying to get it in front. They've got a man in the slot area. Shot. Moorfield-Yate, another shot. Another nice blocker off the shoulder pad. 11 minutes, 10 seconds left. Middlebury on top by a score of 1-0, but it's the East now with lots of pressure in the Middlebury zone. Stickle in front, tries to come through. Moorfield-Yate hangs on as Stickle one-handedly went through the Middlebury defense from behind the net and almost muscled that puck into the net. 11 minutes right on the tick left in the second period. 1-0 Panthers.
A good time for the whistle. Good job by Liam Moorfield-Yate to corral it and get his guys to have a little bit of a breather, Kim, because, you know, killing off back-to-back minors, that's pretty tough. And a lot of energy expelled during those two penalty kills. Good job on the kill and great job by Moorfield-Yate.
Belush around the nets after the faceoff to Gogan. Up to Falvey. Ahead to Najjar, left side, over the Williams line. Shot by Najjar, blocked to the defense. Falvey with it, though. Behind the Williams net. He's tripped. There'll be a call on Williams, and as they touch up, there'll be a penalty coming to Williams on the trip. That penalty coming at the 9:19 mark and going to the box is going to be number 6, I believe. It's Greg Johnson.
So the Panthers again with the power play opportunity, 1-for-1 on the evening with Stevens' late goal in the first period, and they're going to have an opportunity to go up by 2.
Face off in the Williams zone, left side of Michael Pinos. Let's see what Middlebury can do here. They've got Tkachuk with the puck. He's out there along with Newgold and McGovern, but it's the East shooting it down the ice and a whistle.
I think it might have hit a player on the bench, but I'm not sure.
Whatever the reason, the faceoff coming all the way back into the Williams zone. So Middlebury catches a bit of a break there. Newgold going down. He's got Wire here on the left point that he wants to draw him back to, or he's got Fishman right in the top of the slot. Unfortunately, Williams wins the draw and shoots it around the boards. Picked up there by Cellini, but he can't clear the zone. And Middlebury dumped, and the puck shot down the ice. Big foot race there as Tyler Young races back there along with Wire for the puck. Liam Moorfield-Yate controls it for the Panthers. Dishes off to Fishman. To Wire in front of the Middlebury bench. Right side and over the Williams line. He stops. Back to the point to Fishman. Fishman to Wire. Wire now. Wrist shot in front. Good save. Pinos. Picked off. Young. Skating through the Middlebury zone. His shot. Moorfield-Yate makes the save. And bobbled it just a little bit. And regains his composure. Makes the save with 1:08 left in the Middlebury power play. 9:48 left in the second period. Middlebury on top of this one over Williams by a score of 1-0.
Well, a good play by Tyler Young coming in with that shot. Handcuffed Moorfield-Yate, but for the Eaves, it was good for them because they forced the faceoff way back down in the Middlebury zone, and the Panthers have to bring it back up the ice. They got 1:08 remaining to try to capitalize on this power play opportunity. Yate looks like he's got his equipment set again, so we're ready for the faceoff.
Face off to the left side of the Panther netminder. Najjar with the puck. Sends it back to Cage. To Stevens. To Najjar. Left side. Over the Williams line. Behind the Williams net. In front. Still with the puck. Right side. Dishes down low. Najjar goes into the corner. Now it's Stevens. Cross ice pass. To Gogan. Shot wide of the crease. But Najjar has it. 41 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Najjar got control of the puck, but Gogan had come in to lend some assistance. The point was vacant, and the Panthers now into the zone one more time. Williams simply intercepts the puck, and they ramp it down the ice where Cage goes back for it.
Still got some time with 22 seconds remaining on the power play opportunity for the Panthers.
Fresh power play team out there. One last chance for a rush. 16 seconds left. Charles, right side. High flip shot into the Williams zone. Chasing it down is Wire. Wire can't get to it. And the puck is cleared all the way down the ice. Fishman back there for it. Good forechecking by Tyler Young. Team's back at full strength, so nothing happening there. Now it's Haggerty. Haggerty over the line. Score! Zach Haggerty right over the blue line. Puts it home, and the Middlebury lead extends 2-0.
Perfectly weighted shot by Haggerty. He waited till his defender got right in front of him, and he shot it. And the goaltender, Pinos, was actually sliding over to his left, and it came on the right post. So it was a great shot by Haggerty. Puts the Panthers on top, 2-0, at 11:26 of the second period.
So the penalty had just expired just a mere 7 seconds before, and the Panthers now extend their lead 2-0. All right. Fishman from the faceoff shoots the puck by the Middlebury bench. Park tries to relay it into the Williams zone, but it's the Cows picking it up. Williams now. Over the Middlebury line, big shot by Hunkler. Doherty goes a little wide of the crease. Williams, a little more urgency. You can see that right now, but it's Newgold picking it up for the Panthers. Headmans the puck to Kachuk. He can't handle it. And picking it up, Doherty one more time for the Eaves. Mork in over the Middlebury line.
But we got a penalty, looks like, coming up on Middlebury. I didn't see what happened.
Looks like it's going to be maybe interference, Jim.
No, I didn't see the call by the official, but it's Newgold, it looks like, going into the box at the exactly 12-minute mark. Panthers' third penalty of the period.
Not doing a good job on the key to success here, Jim.
Nope. So far, here we go.
And Williams from the faceoff shot blocked by the Panther defense, but they can't clear the puck out. Williams in front shot just goes wide of the crease. Moorfield Yee now has lost his stick. Panthers able to retrieve that for him. They get it back to him, and they shoot it down the ice. Haggerty's goal. Fishman's picks up one of the assists.
It was a slashing call.
Slashing call against Newgold. And this though. Eaves over the Middlebury line. Hunkley sends it back to the point, but right between two Williams defenders, and down the ice it goes.
He split the upright, so to speak.
1:13 left in the Middlebury penalty. Nager on the forecheck, but it's Williams skating through center ice as Cellini on the right side over the Williams line. Stops it, gives it to Italiano. He weaves his way through the faceoff circle, down low, sends it in front. Back to Mork. Mork to Cellini in front. Shot. Never made it through. Middlebury does the right thing. They just pick it up and shoot it down the ice. 43 seconds. Good job by the Panther defense blocking the shots. Williams in their own zone. Here they come one more time. Cellini over the line to Young. Cellini goes to the net. Score! It's going to be number 10, Colby Cretella. As he picks up a power play goal off the stick of Tyler Young, Williams draws within one at 2-1.
And Cotella was actually about maybe 7 or 8 yards away, skating to the slot area. And I don't think Liam Moorfield G saw him because he was sliding across expecting the shot coming from the far faceoff circle. And it was a great tip. Nothing wrong with that one. Pretty goal by the Eaves, their power play goal. They're 1-for-3 on the evening. And that one coming at 13:33.
So Colby Cretella picking up his second goal in two games against Middlebury. And the Eaves, with some good pressure, able to draw within one. It's Fishman now behind his own net. Williams doing a nice job, and Cretella still out there doing a good job on the forecheck. Sent the puck sent ahead to Doherty. He relays it into the Williams zone. 6:04 now remaining in the second period. Middlebury 2, Williams 1. Back to the point it goes. Shot by Wire, stopped, and back comes Williams. 1-on-3, and Middlebury able to pick the pocket of that play, and they turn the play around now. Doherty Doherty loses the puck as it goes deep into the Williams zone, and the Eaves turn it around. Here they come one more time. Welsh over the Middlebury line. Offside is the call as Welsh takes a big check there from Falvey.
I know Cellini picked up the assist, but I think there was a second assist in there as well. So Roberto Cellini with the assist, but the primary assist was from somebody else. I thought it might have been from Johnson, but I'll see if I can go find out.
Face-off just outside the Middlebury blue line. 5:32 left in the second stanza. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Shot into the Middlebury zone where Belouche has it. Around the boards it comes to Najer. Bounce pass off the boards. Cleared through center ice, but unfortunately Middlebury can't control, and back come the Eaves. Cretella over the line, shot in front. Rebound, score! A defensive letdown, and Joe Welsh makes Middlebury pay as he's shoots a low drive past Liam Moorfield-Yee, and the game is tied at 2.
Just a minute 16 between those goals, and just like that, a brand new game in the second period. The Panthers had gone up 2-0. They gave up the power play goal, and a minute 16 later, they give up the equalizer. Getting the other assist on that first goal was number 17, Tyler Young. And you said, who picked up this one?
This was Welsh picked it up. And I didn't see who was going to get the assist, but Joe Welsh definitely had the goal, as it was his shot that went low in the low on the near side. And all of a sudden, with 5 minutes left, this game is all tied up when Middlebury had a commanding 2-0 lead just a few
penalty coming up on
ago.
Williams.
So penalty on Williams. Moorfield-Yee should get to the bench, and it's the Panthers trying to get to the Williams zone that stopped. So Welsh with the goal for Williams. Cretella. Cretella having himself quite a game, as did George Hunkley.
Right. Tyler Young had an assist on the first goal, is now going into the box at 15-14.
So Williams, another penalty. So a parade to the penalty box. This will be the sixth penalty this period. Now Middlebury on the power play with 4:44 remaining in the second period.
I'm not sure if that was a trip or an interference.
But here the Panthers are, setting it up. Fishman in front of his own bench, shoots it in, blocked by the Williams defense, and they wrap it right down the ice.
Tripping is the call.
15-14, tripping to Young. And the Panthers, unable to advance the attack, Williams shoots the puck down the ice one more time. A minute 25 left in the Middlebury power play. 4:07 now left in the second period. Game tied at 2. Ahead to Wire. In front of his own bench, he gets into the Williams zone to Haggerty. Haggerty. Hauled down to Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Haggerty. Middlebury needs to get somebody in that slot area. That didn't work, and Cretella has it now, and he just flips it all the way down the ice. Picked up, and because Middlebury was caught up ice, the first player back was Hunkley. And he makes Middlebury cover up. Good job by the junior there from West Haven, Connecticut for the Eaves. 58 seconds now left. And look at the margin of shots on goal. Williams 22 shots, Middlebury 10. Middlebury had 8 shots from the faceoff. Shot just goes wide. Middlebury had 8 shots in the first period. So just 2 for the Panthers this period. So that pretty much tells you where the game has been played.
So they're 50% on their shots this period.
That's a good thing. Panthers shoot it in, but unable to do much on this power play. This is just not going anywhere tonight. Let's see. We got Cage back there now. 35 seconds. Lots of time. Let's see what the youngster can do here. Cage skating through center ice. Dishes to Stevens. Left side. Into the Williams zone. Around the defense. Tries to beat his defender around to the puck. To Najar. Najar. Back to Cage. To Najar. Najar dishes low. In front of Stevens, the shot. Najar with the rebound. Can't get the shot away. Williams chips it into the crowd. No, they say it's chipped off by a Middlebury stick.
No, I think he's going to keep it in the faceoff, but I think it's going to get overridden. That should come out of the zone, and they are going to make that call because that's the right call. Did go off the Middlebury stick.
12 seconds now left in the Middlebury penalty, or power play, rather.
It's also nice to have that two-goal lead, and then just like that, it gets erased in a span of a minute 16.
Well, that's what the story of the game was last night, Jim.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully this is not deja vu all over again.
I hear you. You had to go 2.5 hours to experience that. At least you got a little bit of a shorter trip tonight.
Here we go. Jimmy McKee over the line. McKee's shot. Jimmy McKee is due for a goal. He's been playing some good hockey in these last games. He had a nice drive there. But Michael Pinos made a good save. Team's back at full strength now. 2:41 left. Score tied at 2. Middlebury at 11:26 did have a 2-0 lead when Zach Haggerty put it in off the stick of Fishman. But Williams battled it right back and were tied at 2. Williams now with the puck, getting out of the zone. Doherty throws it into the Middlebury zone, chasing it down as Haggerty for the Eaves. Back to the point. Johnson, left side. With the puck. He's got to Masucci. Masucci's shot goes wide as he tried to one-time it. Park. He trips his player. No call on that one. Middlebury may have caught a bit of a break on that one as he clearly tripped the Eve player, or the Eve player took a dive.
Well, it was one of those, you know, do you call it or not? Because he was clearly playing the puck, and the Eve kind of skated over the stick. So,
but it's the Eaves now to Masucci, top of the slot. Masucci drives it home. Deflected just wide of the Middlebury crease. Jimmy McKee tries to take his player off the puck, but Doherty has it back to the point. Johnson shot blocked nicely by Falvey. Johnson chases it down in the corner. 1:45 left in the second period. And finally tipped out by Park. Park goes to the bench. Williams has to skate back in their own zone as Johnson has it. Out there with Masucci on the defense. They plan some strategy around the Williams net. And Masucci says, let me take it. He does. Relays it. Back to Hunkley. Hunkley stopped. And back comes McGovern over the Williams line. McGovern shot blocked by Johnson. But back to the point. It goes to Neary. To McGovern, or to Newgold. His shot way wide. Cage tries to get a shot at it. Neary takes it away from a Williams defender. That was a delayed offside. Middlebury clears the zone. And it's Neary with it one more time. Now to McGovern. Over the line, shot. Pinos makes the save, bobbles it, and finally falls to all fours and covers up for the save with 57 seconds left. An entertaining game here for a young Mr. Michael Pinos. Some of the saves look good, and some look pretty darn shaky.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think I've seen more shaky saves than the actual good saves. He's been very good about covering up the rebound, but you're right. I mean, it's... He's playing a little dangerously out there. You get a Panther in the right position, this could be a change of lead again.
50-some-odd seconds left. Williams throws in the Middlebury zone. Neary, he's hauled down from behind. No call there. Maybe that's a makeup no call. And it's Neary to Haggerty to Charles. They get kind of tied up with each other, and it's Williams now with the puck. Cretella, shot. Not really anywhere near the crease. Picked up by Doherty. He throws it out to center ice. Middlebury now looks like they're just trying to play to get into the locker room. Cage can't get a hold of it. Doherty does, but he can't clear it out. 19 seconds left. Up to Haggerty. Left side over the Williams line. He just dumps it low. 12 seconds left. Middlebury, one last line change before the period's over. 7 seconds. Williams happy just to shoot in the Middlebury zone.
Oh, it's going to be an icing call against Williams with 2.8 on the clock, and that...
It is indeed.
If I was Bill Kangas, I might chirp a little bit about that. It looked to me like it had caromed off one of the players right around the center ice area, but Middlebury the beneficiary of this call. Now, do you pull the goaltender with 2.8?
I don't know. I was just going to ask you that question, Jim.
No, I don't think so. I think Williams has sort of grabbed the momentum in this, and I think Neil will be happy to get into the... Into the locker room being tied at this point.
Falvey wins the draw. Back to Fishman. But his shot is smothered there by number 9, Sam Gray. And there goes the horn, and the second period is over. It was a great period of hockey action-wise. Panthers racing out to a 2-0 lead, only to find it evaporate. And after 40 minutes of play, we are tied at 2. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. with local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustace Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower and Jim LaBerge back between the second and third periods here at Kenyon Arena, and we've got a barn burner here. Middlebury and Williams tied at two, and in that second period, it started off all Middlebury, but ended up all Williams. And the way it started off was at 11:26. It was Zach Haggerty putting the Panthers on top by a score of 2-0 at the 11:26 mark. Ron Fishman picks up the helper. Fresh power play team out there. One last chance for a rush. 16 seconds left. Charles, right side. High flip shot into the Williams zone. Chasing it down is Wire. Wire can't get to it. And the puck is cleared all the way down the ice. Fishman back there for it. Good forechecking by Tyler Young. Team's back at full strength, so nothing happening there. Now it's Haggerty. Haggerty over. Let's go! Zach Haggerty right over the blue line, puts it home, and the Middlebury lead extends 2-0.
Perfectly weighted shot by Haggerty. He waited to his defender, got right in front of him, and he shot it, and the goaltender, Pinos, was actually sliding over to his left, and it came on the right post. So it was a great shot by Haggerty, puts the Panthers on top, 2-0 at 11:26 of the second period.
As we've said many times before, a two-goal lead in hockey is the most dangerous lead to have. It was the same way last night when Middlebury blew a 3-1 lead. And tonight, this end of the second period, the same scenario began to unfold. And it began to unfold with the Panther killer, Colby Cretella, who got the overtime winner last night at 13:33. Critella picks up a power play goal. Cellini and Young with the assists. Williams in their own zone. Here they come one more time. Cellini over the line to Young. Cellini goes to the net. Score! It's going to be number 10, Colby Critella, as he picks up a power play goal off the stick of Tyler Young. Williams draws within one at 2-1. A power play goal, Colby Critella. And for the sophomore, that's his seventh goal of the season and his second goal is in as many nights against Middlebury. But the Eaves weren't done yet. At the 14:49 mark, Welsh with an assist to Hunkley and Critella again on the ice draws Williams even at 2. Shot into the Middlebury zone where Belouche has it. Around the boards, it comes to Najer. Bounce pass off the boards. Cleared through center ice, but unfortunately Middlebury can't control, and back come the Eaves. Critella, over the line, shot in front. Rebound, score! A defensive letdown, and Joe Welsh makes Middlebury pay as he shoots a low drive past Liam Moorfield-Yee, and the game is tied at 2. And that's the way the second period ended. Shots on goal in that second period. 14 for Williams, 6 for Middlebury, a two-period total of 23 for the Purple Cows, and 14 for the Panthers. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
This month at Foster Motors, it's the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. President Day deals all month long and President Day bonus cash up to $1,000. Check out their huge Jeep inventory and great lease deals. 0% for 60 months on most models and great Ram selections. The new Ram 1500 is 0% for 60 months plus rebates and up to $3,000 on select models. Come on down to Foster Motors for the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Jim LaBerge back here between the second and third periods, all tied up at two, Williams and Middlebury. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. And, Jim, I have a shout-out to Jerry Christian out in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And she is a huge St. Norbert fan. And you know a little bit about the Green Knights. You've been out there for a couple games.
I've been out a couple of times out to De Pere, Wisconsin, to watch the Panthers and the Green Knights tangle. And I remember one memorable weekend out there in the year of 2000 when we had two goaltenders that were rotating, Christian Carlson and Mark Scheuer. And I love this little bit of trivia because in the first game, the only goal that the Panthers gave up in the first six games of the opening of the season was against Wisconsin-Stevens Point, who they beat for their fourth national championship. And that, by the end of the score, though, it was 7-1. Middlebury had beaten Wisconsin-Stevens Point. But the following night, it was the Panthers beating St. Norbert by a score of 1-0. Scheuer was in net for the Panthers. The next time after that, it was 2000 when they were shut out. In 2004, at the Final Four, of course, Middlebury over at Norwich at Kreichberg, they knocked Norwich off in the semifinals in double overtime. They faced St. Norbert the following night, and of course, they won it in overtime by a score of 1-0. The goaltender, Mark Scheuer, the last time they had gotten shut out was by goaltender Mark Scheuer when he was a freshman. So that's pretty impressive, and you know, I know she's a big, huge St. Norbert's fan, and that probably didn't sound too good, but, you know, we are Middlebury Panthers. So, looking at the Division III men's hockey schedule tonight, St. Scholastica, number 15 in the nation, is hosting number 1 St. Norbert, and they actually have a 1-0 lead over the Green Knights at this point. Number 5, Adrian, all over Concordia of Wisconsin by a score of 5-0. Here, of course, it's 2-2 between Middlebury and Williams. Manhattanville and Hobart, no score from that contest. Wisconsin, Eau Claire is hosting University of Wisconsin Superior, and that's all tied at 1-1 during the first period. Babson is hosting St. Anselm. Babson and St. Anselm tied at 1 apiece, and Babson number 9 in the nation. Number 10 in the nation, UMass Boston, is hosting New England College, and the Pilgrims are up 2-1 over UMass Boston in the second period. Buffalo State and SUNY Geneseo, no score from that contest. Buffalo State hosting that one. Castleton all over Southern Maine, down in Rutland by a score of 7-1 in the second period. It's Morrisville State and Cortland State, not at a 2 apiece, and Milwaukee School of Engineering over Aurora by a score of 1-0. And I guess I've been gone for too long. I don't even know who Aurora is.
You know what? I was looking at that one too, and I do not know. I don't know who that one is. But this has been the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Play just underway here in the third period, and Williams wraps it into the Middlebury zone. Back there forward is Fishman. To Neary. Check that, it's Gogan. Gogan headmans the puck up ice. Haggerty couldn't quite get to it, but Doherty goes to the corner. Doherty muscled off the puck. Williams defending the goal down at the Cornwall end of the ice. So Middlebury skating left to right on your radio dial. And a Middlebury player crashes into the net. That's number 19, Mike Nager. He crashes into the net, and a stoppage in play.
Yeah, he just blew a wheel right in front of the goaltender. There was nothing, nothing mean about it. There was no intention there. He just blew a wheel and slid right into him. And I need to let people know I've been gently chastised. I said Wisconsin Eclair, and obviously I know it's the Eau Claire. It's the Blue Golds. My apologies to the Blue Golds. And how can I forget? I mean, I was over at Lake Placid watching them beat Oswego for the title a few years ago. Met a lot of nice people from Wisconsin Eau Claire, so my apologies. It's this diet I've been on. I think I've been thinking about tasty pastries.
And from the faceoff, the puck chipped into the stands, and a stoppage in play again. Faceoff will be coming right at the center ice area.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years, Kim. We'd look up at the shot clock and we'd see Middlebury with like 30, almost 40 shots with the opposing team only 5. And all 5 shots were usually high opportunity shots. But, yeah, the goaltenders, Ferrion and Bourbeau back then, and they were amazing 1-2 punch.
Williams clears the puck into the Middlebury zone. 17:55 left in the third period. Score tied at 2. Williams tries to pull the puck in front as Hunkley. Back to the point to Masucci. Masucci, shot, coming off the stick of number 10, Colby Cretella. That stopped. And Liam Moorfield-Yee makes the save, hangs on for the faceoff. 17:42 left, 2-2 the score. Middlebury raced out to a 2-0 lead at the 11:26 mark of the second period, but then it's been all Williams since then as they tied it up at the end of 2, and right now the team's battling pretty much evenly here, but Middlebury needs to get on the board and get some momentum going in their fashion. And it's Newgold over the line in front. Had McGovern there, but McGovern got all tiled around or turned around in himself, and he couldn't get the shot away. Back comes Cellini to Young into the Middlebury zone. Wire with it to Chuck to McGovern. McGovern can't get any momentum going. Stop. Finally, Middlebury, a little stop and start, and it's Newgold over the line in front of the Williams net. Shot blocked off a Williams stick, and it goes high into the netting, and a stoppage in play. 17:04 now left in the third period. Faceoff will be coming deep in the Williams zone to the left of Michael Pinos. Shots on goal so far in this game. 25 for Williams, 14 for the Panthers. And it's Stickle going down. He loses the draw. Neary the shot. A nice glove save there by Pinos. It was going top shelf on the right side, but Pinos nabs it like an apple off a tree in Shoreham and hangs on. Faceoff coming back to the same side of the netminder.
One of the few shots tonight, Ken, that he did cleanly handle without kicking out the rebound.
And it's Williams now racing around as Haggerty for Williams. In on goal, shot, score! Number 23, Alex Haggerty, broke out of the Middlebury zone in a big hurry And he pots the third Williams goal, and the Eves take the lead 3-2.
Now, that Andrew Neary just smashed his stick over the crossbar because I think that caromed off of his skate, Kim, off the shot. It was a save was initially made by Liam Moorfield Yee, but it went right to Neary's skater stick and went right back into the net. So at 3:10, Williams scores their third consecutive goal.
Here come the Panthers back. Najjar, shot off the boards. Stevens goes into the Williams zone for it with Falvey, but that's stopped. Back comes Cretella. Up ice to Hunkley. Over the Middlebury line. Shot in front. Liam Moorfield Yee makes the save. Hangs on for the faceoff. 16:31 left in the third period. Williams on top by a score of 3-2. So Middlebury has seen their two-goal lead or evaporate now. Down by one, very reminiscent of the game last night. Let's just see if the Panthers can come back. Plenty of time. Williams can't. Masucci picking up the assist. Middlebury into the Williams zone. Eves pick it up. And back at center ice they come. Italiano shot goes into the netting off of a Middlebury stick and a stoppage in play. So Haggerty picking up the goal. Not Zach Haggerty, though, unfortunately. Alex Haggerty.
Well, it's one of those demoralizing goals, Kim. You give up the tie, give them the lead. They've scored three consecutive goals, but I guess the good news is it happened early enough in the third period. You can just continue to try to win the period to get that equalizer and go from there.
Wire, he's hauled down. In front, shot. Way wide. Doherty, I don't know what net he was shooting at, but it was way wide to the Middlebury crease, and he was right. He couldn't have been more than 7 foot in front of the net. Williams back at the point, they shoot it wide one more time.
Well, there is another net behind the original net. Of course, that one is pretty large.
In front, Williams, one more shot, and this time Doherty does get good wood on it and actually forces Liam Moorfield-Yee to make a good save, and he hangs on. 15:42 left, 3-2, Williams over Middlebury.
I'll tell you, Kim, it's a good thing he didn't get more wood on it because I thought he had Moorfield-Yee beat on the five hole, but luckily he was able to get the legs clamped together and smothered the puck.
Face off to the left side of the Middlebury netminder. Cretella wins the draw. Middlebury, though, able to come away with the puck is another number 10, Jake Charles from Middlebury, throws it out to center ice, but the Panthers can't get anything going. Doherty tries to do some forechecking, not much going on there, and Cage chases the puck back into the Middlebury zone with 15:24 left now in the third period. Panthers, nothing going there, and Cretella makes him pay for it and dumps it back into the Middlebury zone. Cage with it one more time around the boards. Williams pinches in at the blue line. McNamara throws it deep into the Middlebury zone, but back comes Charles. Here we go. Charles up to Doherty. He's stopped.
I think we have a penalty coming up on Williams.
It is indeed a penalty.
Or is it delayed offside? Excuse me. I guess it's a delayed offside.
Nope.
Interesting, though.
There's no gate door opening there, so.
Okay. My bad.
So Jimmy McKee going down for the faceoff. He loses the draw, and Williams controls in their own zone. Gray over to Mork. Mork shot blocked at the Middlebury defense. Mork follows up, finally does get it low into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it, Belouche. 14:45 left in the third period, 3-2 Williams. Coming through center ice. Nice little backhand shot there by Lyman. Easily handled. Now, wrist shot from the far side there by McKee. Rebounds into the netting and a stoppage in play. And a faceoff coming now deep in the Williams zone, right side of Michael Pinos. Fresh legs aside for Coach Kangas and for Neil Sinclair. Coach Kangas, he's been around there for 25 years, I believe.
Wouldn't doubt it.
He's been around there.
Played at UVM, didn't he?
He played at UVM. Ah, Middlebury couldn't keep it in as Gogan had his pocket picked, and the Eves come back very quickly. It's Haggerty with it. He beats Belouche back for the puck, but Belouche takes him to the corner. Middlebury, though, can't clear it out. In the near corner in the Middlebury zone, digging for the puck. Finally chipped out at center ice. Jump ball, Middlebury comes down with it, but then it's chipped into the stands, and a fan walks away with a little souvenir from Kenyon Arena. A nice little piece of frozen rubber, and a little young lady down beneath us gets a memorable puck from her dad, and has a memory forever from Kenyon Arena here. So with that, 14 minutes and 1 second now left in the contest. Williams up 3-2. Panthers looking to get the equalizer goal. Fishman over to Najjar. Najjar goes into the corner in the Williams zone. Falvey digging for the puck now. Falvey has it chipped off of his stick, but they center it in front on a bad angle shot. Najjar with it now. Najjar back to the point. Panthers moving the puck smartly there. Najjar goes to the net. Tried to get the relay pass off the stick of Stevens. That stopped. Falvey can't keep it alive, and Williams clears it into the center ice area. Hunkley over the line. Hunkley's shot off the stick now of Johnson. Blocked, and back comes Middlebury. Fishman, left side, wrist shot, sticked into the corner. McGovern goes after it for Middlebury. 13 minutes, 14 seconds left. Panthers, McGovern to Cage. Around behind the net it goes. Newgold tries to send it back to the point. Williams picks it up, and they wrap it into the center ice area. But Middlebury turns the tide very quickly, wraps into the Williams zone. To Chuck and McGovern trying to push their players off the puck. They do to McGovern. McGovern can't get much going on that one, and Johnson takes charge. Ahead to Italiano. Relays to Cellini. Over the Middlebury line, backhand shot. In behind the cage it goes, and Spencer Cage now picks it up for the Panthers, sends it down the ice. Middlebury gets a line change with Mork with it in his own zone. Haggerty can't keep it alive, and back come the Eafs into the Middlebury zone. Big shot off the stick of Tyler Young over the top of the crossbar. Mork with the shot in front. Another shot in front, rebound. Oh, Williams had the puck dead. They had Liam Moorfield dead to rights. They couldn't get their stick on the puck. Horseshoes for the Panthers, and Italiano is shaking his head. Cage with Haggerty. Wrist shot. Save, Pinos. And Williams not too happy that Spencer Cage kind of skated in and maybe disrupted the Williams net a little bit.
They talked the official into the penalty on Cage for goaltender interference. They lobbied hard, and they were successful. They
future lawyers down there?
Yeah, future something. So 8:04 of the third period, the Eafs are going to go on the power play. Cage in the box for Middlebury, probably for goaltender interference.
Roughing interference.
Goaltender interference.
So enough chipping by the Purple Cows.
Hitting after the whistle.
Well, at any rate, net brings it all the way back into the Middlebury zone for a faceoff. So with 11:56, the Panthers have to kill off another power play. Hunkley, left side, top of the slot to Masucci. Masucci looking to drive it low, sends it over to Gray. Gray can't get the shot. Top of the slot, Masucci to Gray. Wrist shot. Whistle on the play.
I don't know if we have a crease violation again. Looks like we do.
I think so. Middlebury catches a bit of a break because the puck's going to be coming outside their blue line, and also gives Neil Sinclair a chance to send out another penalty kill unit. 11:39 left in the third period. Williams 3, Middlebury 2. And the Panthers in the midst of a power play by Williams. 1:43 left in the penalty to Cage for roughing. Masucci plays catch with the puck with Gray. Now Gray in front of the penalty box area. Skates by the Middlebury bench and dishes it low into the Middlebury zone. Doherty chases it in there. With Italiano. Gogan hauled down is another Middlebury player, but the Panthers can't get the puck out. It's Doherty now with it. Sends it back to Gray at the point. Has Masucci in the slot. Gray waits. Dishes low. Italiano, no. Back to Masucci. Top of the slot. Here comes the shot. Blocked at the defense. Long shot by Najjar. Tried to hit Zach Haggerty on the fly. Haggerty able to disrupt the play a little bit, but couldn't get much going on it. With 58 seconds, back comes Gray. Through the center ice area. Over the Middlebury line. In front shot, blocker saved by Liam Moorfield. He didn't even see after that he made that one. Boy, oh boy, a great shot and a better save. 41 seconds left. Williams looking for the knockout punch here with 10:32 left. Power play opportunity for the Purple Cows. Middlebury steals the puck in their own zone, and they do the right thing. They send it down the ice. Mork returns the favor. Up ice for the Cows. In front, Middlebury clears it out and down the ice with 18 seconds as Mork, good shot on net. A fat rebound, but nobody there to put it home. Mork, one more time. Right in front of his own bench, he peels off. Young goes into the corner. 4 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. To Masucci. To Young. Johnson. To Young. Team's back at full strength. 9:45. A shot in front. A nice drive there by Greg Johnson, but Middlebury picks it up, and away at center ice they come. Falvey over the Williams line. He stops. He waits for his teammates to catch up. Didn't wait quite long enough, and Cretella takes the puck away from him. 9:32 left in the third period. Williams 3, Middlebury 2. Shot by Masucci, blocked. It dribbles through, and Liam Moorfield, he says, I have seen enough of this, and he hangs on for the faceoff. 9:25 left in the third period. Williams up by 1-3-2.
You got to, you know, help your team in any way just to preserve a little bit of energy for the stretch of this one. 9:25 remaining. And the Panthers have to stay out of the box and put some scoring opportunities together.
Gogan and Charles now at center ice. Gogan right side with Haggerty. Haggerty goes to the corner to Gogan. Centers it in front. Puck at the side of the net.
Net's off the mooring.
Net comes off the moorings, but Michael Pinos hugging the goalpost like his girlfriend, able to hang on for the save and the stoppage in play.
A little bit of chirping after the whistle by the Eaves. Might have a little bit of an argument, but play's going to get a little bit of aggressive here with a 9:09 remaining.
Well, these are liberal arts school. The boys like to talk, you know, and
yes.
stuff. And,
yes, but I don't know if we can repeat some of the things that we're hearing. So,
left side, Haggerty can't get the shot away. Going into the corner, McNamara around the boards. Middlebury keeps it alive as Charles digs for the puck. Finally, Williams able to center it out into the neutral ice area and off the stick of Stickle. And with 8:52, Middlebury sets sail at center ice. Haggerty relays the puck into the Williams zone. Charles, and he beats his player to the puck. To Doherty. Doherty looking to center it back to the point. He does. Wire. Fishman in front. One-time shot over the top of the crossbar was Najer. He needs to get that cannon down. One time it worked for him, though, when Najer did it and Travis Stevens put it home for Middlebury earlier, but not quite this time.
That one did catch a Eve stick, though, because of faceoff staying inside the Williams zone.
Right side, Middlebury wins the draw. Cage sends it in behind the net. Middlebury looking to put it out in front. Cellini picks it up for the Purple Cows and dumps it out to center ice. Middlebury, defensive lapse. Italiano to Young. Young hauled down, no call there. Horseshoes for the Panthers as Young and Italiano almost capitalize on a Middlebury defensive lapse. Back comes Middlebury. A shot by Falvey. Good save by Pinos, and back come the Eaves. Over the line, Cretella. They've got Masucci in the slot. Cretella now to Young. Just trying to chip the puck in front with 7:49 now left in the third period. 3-2 Williams. Middlebury with the puck behind their own net. Let's see what they can do with it now. Long pass up ice. That's not going to go anywhere. Tkachuk chases it down with Newgold. Maybe Middlebury can get something out of this. Shot by number 42, David Belush, goes wide of the crease. And back come the Eaves. Stopped at center ice, but continuing on Cretella. Left side over the Middlebury line. He dumps it down. Belush going in there against Welsh for the puck. Cretella trips over the net behind the Middlebury cage. don't see that a whole often.
No, net
comes off the mooring.
Yeah, that puck might come outside the zone for the faceoff because it was a Williams player that got tangled into the net, and it will come outside the zone. 7:09 remaining in the third period. The Panthers, who had a 2-0 lead over the visiting Leafs, find themselves on the wrong end of a 3-2 score, but they still have time. Got to play a little bit of disciplined hockey, but play a little aggressive, too, in that offensive zone.
Doherty going down for the faceoff against Stickle. 7:09 remaining. Williams on top by a score of 3-2.
Not sure what's going on with the Middlebury net. Officials are over there.
They took a water bottle.
Right.
Maybe they're having some difficulty with the ice. Maybe something got scraped or something.
I don't know. They're putting a little. They're scraping up a little snow, doing that quick MacGyvering the patchwork with the ice in the water bottle. And that'll help. It's going to help both teams get a little bit of a breather here.
Mm-hmm. And for the Panthers, I would think that would be a good thing. Both teams having come off of a hard game last night. That overtime session didn't end till about, I would say 9:15, something like that. So
I think it was 9:11 if I saw the box correctly.
Nice, nice.
It was about that time that I shut the radio off. I was listening. I was like, yeah, this is great, overtime. And all of a sudden, okay.
That's when you got the...
Went into the living room and gave my my lovely wife the good news that... I say that facetiously.
Grabbed the single malt then?
No. Well, the thought crossed my mind, but it didn't cross my lips. So,
all right, Fishman from the faceoff sends it into the Williams zone, but he can't drive it very far. But Williams turns it over. Haggerty now to Charles. Middlebury just couldn't get any luck on that one. It's Fishman one more time to Jake Charles. He relays it into the Williams zone. Doherty goes in against Gray. Gray stop. Middlebury now start. Charles lays some good wood there to number six, Chance, and finishes off his check very well.
Absolutely.
Jake Charles wraps it in. Williams picks it up. Gray with it. But they can't keep it alive, and back comes Stickle over the Middlebury line. Stickle, 1-on-3 in behind the defense. Yee makes the save. They blow the whistle, though I don't think that puck was cleanly covered up, but good break for the Panthers.
Yeah, it was the official on the backside along the boards made the call, even though he couldn't tell that the puck was still loose. But, if they lose sight of it, they're going to blow the whistle. So.
6:19 left in the contest. Williams 3, Middlebury 2. Face off to the right side of Yee. Young going down for the draw against Falvey. Falvey wins it back behind the net. Now he gives it to Cage. Cage ahead to Stevens, weaving his way through center ice. He's stopped. Williams tips it back into the Middlebury zone. Panthers decide to try the other side in front of their own bench. Najjar weaves his way through the center ice area, right side into the Williams zone. Shot tipped off the stick of number 17, Young, and into the netting. A faceoff. 5:56 left in the contest. Williams up by 1-3-2.
Shots favor Williams right now with 31 on the night. Panthers with 20.
Last six shots in the period for the Panthers. That's a little bit better effort. Cage, right side, drives it past the net. Panthers try to get it there to push it out in front. They do. Najjar just rolls it through the blue ice area. Welsh with it. Can't clear it out against the Panthers. Stevens back to the point to Neary. Neary can't keep it in. That's going to be delayed offside. Yep. Panthers clear the zone. Williams controls the puck. Hunkley throws it into the Middlebury zone. Cage with it. Middlebury trying to complete a line change. Williams keeping the pressure alive. Finally, the Panthers able to clear to center ice. Johnson for the Eves around the boards in the Middlebury end it goes. Park, a high flip shot at center ice. Not much going on there, but Park continues on, able to pick the puck up and just does backhand it into the Williams zone. Middlebury floods in, picked up by Mork. Now to Johnson. Ahead to Doherty. He's stopped at the dome blue line. Gogan can't keep it in. Park chipping at it, goes back to Belush. Belush loses it, and back comes Williams over the Middlebury line. Doherty goes to the corner against McKee. Doherty comes away with it. Back to the point. Gray. Down low. To Doherty. Now to Young. Cellini. Play in the Middlebury end. Williams comes out with it. Shot. Yee makes the save right with his chest. And 4:09 now remaining. Middlebury down by one. Needs a goal. Jimmy McKee throws it into the Williams zone. He goes to the bench. Fresh line for Neil Sinclair. Italiano relays the puck, though, back into the Middlebury zone. Williams completes a line change. Fresh legs aside with 3:51 now left. Wire can't get anything going. Williams comes back. Errant pass there. Welsh chases it down into the Middlebury zone. Fishman on him. Fishman knocks him aside. 3:35 remaining in the contest. Williams 3, Middlebury 2. Around the boards it goes. Not out. Shot. Johnson a rocket. Good save by Yee. Panthers need to get some sustained pressure here. Williams playing a trap defense right now just to keep the play away. They steal the puck in the Middlebury zone. In front, the Panthers able to take it away. Newgold with it to Fishman. Approaching 3 minutes left. Here the Panthers come away at center ice. In the left side, Newgold takes it into the Williams zone. Behind the net, tries to center it out in front with Tkachuk. Newgold in front. Haggerty couldn't get to it. Coming away, Haggerty of Williams with it, but he can't clear it out. Newgold with it now. Has his pocket picked. And the puck now back in center ice where Charles has it for Middlebury. Cross ice pass into the deep into the corner where Doherty goes after it. McNamara for Williams. Ahead to Doherty. He throws into the Middlebury zone. 2:23 now left in the third period. Williams 3, Middlebury 2.
This is going to be a key moment for the Panthers with 2:15 remaining in the third period.
Cage brings it into the Williams zone. Charles tries to keep it alive, but it's Italiano coming out for the Eaves. From center ice, he throws it wide of the Middlebury crease, chases it down, waits for some teammates to get in front, throws a backhand shot at the net. Yee makes the nice save. Tyler Young digs it away. Middlebury not able to keep any sustained offense going here. 1:50 now left in the third period. Panthers, Charles with it. To Haggerty. His pass for Charles. Charles didn't see it. Back comes Cretella. Approaching 1:35 now left in the third period. Williams up by one. Panthers desperately trying to get out of their own zone and get some pressure. Long pass up ice. Panthers, nobody could decide who wanted the puck finally. Stevens comes away with it. Over the line, Stevens on the right side.
And there goes Moorfield G to the bench.
Panthers with the extra attacker. Kazette going to help. 1 minute and 10 seconds. Panthers go to center ice. Here we go. Fishman right side into the Williams zone. Blocked on the defense. Panthers. Falvey. 1 minute to go. Falvey. One-time shot to Newgold. Blocked at the defense. Italiano with it. Panther net is empty. 51 seconds. Newgold. Ahead. Over the line to Falvey. The shot goes wide. Stevens crashes the net in behind. And it goes into the netting, and goes into the crowd. 41.5 seconds left, and I think the faceoff, Jim's coming outside the Williams line.
No, I think it's staying inside the zone, Kim, and if that had been the NHL, the Panthers would be on the power play right now. So they're saying that it didn't get tipped by a Panther stick. So the faceoff will stay in the Williams zone, 41.5 on the clock. Panther net is empty, and we'll see what they can do with the extra attacker.
Falvey going down for the faceoff. Right side of Pinos. Williams with the puck around the boards. It goes. Kept in. Nah. Just jumped over Fishman's stick. Middlebury regroups at center ice. Fishman. 30 seconds left. Fishman under a heavy check. Hauled down by Williams. And Middlebury will be the beneficiary of a Williams penalty here with 24.9 seconds left. Effectively, Jim, a two-man advantage for Middlebury.
Two-man advantage is 6-on-4 because they'll have the net empty at their own zone. So they're going to have to win this faceoff because that's the big key, is win the faceoff. You've got You got 25 seconds to work with. You got plenty of time. And Neil, Coach Neil Sinclair did the right thing. He called a timeout. They got to draw up some sort of a play here. But that penalty, the only one of the period, second of the period.
It's to Italiano.
Yeah, first for Williams. Tripping is the call.
Well, here we go.
It's going to be pretty exciting. 24.9 remaining for this third period, with the Panthers having the two-man advantage.
Oh, you got that.
But they have to win the draw, and they've got to control the puck.
Williams with the only goal in the third period. That coming back at the 3:10 mark. It was Alex Haggerty. Assist going to Masucci. That was the third Williams goal. Middlebury had raced out to a 2-0 lead in the early second period before Williams has battled it back.
Yeah, it's just one of those unfortunate, misadventure goals. It wasn't any pretty play. I mean, there was a couple of pretty goals earlier on, but that one there was just caromed off the Middlebury defender. And that could be the margin of a victory.
Falvey going down for the faceoff. He's going to want to win it back to Wire or Fishman at the point. Falvey can't control the draw, but Williams can't get it out. Middlebury setting it up. Fishman, top of the slot. Wrist shot in front. Rebound. Panthers throw it in front of the net again. And Pinos is down in the netting area. Middlebury arguing that the puck was intentionally punched off the moorings or something.
I think they'd really like to have a penalty shot awarded, Kim, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's the argument, is that it was intentionally dislodged. But to be honest with you, I think the net gets intentionally dislodged most of the time anyway. So
Pinos comes up with helmetless, so he puts that back on. 13 seconds now left, Jim. This is...
Well, the last two faceoffs have been won both times by the Eaves. They've controlled the faceoff, and they've been lucky to weed some time off.
Falvey against Gray. Falvey.
They won it again.
They won it again around the boards. It's picked off, though. Panthers desperate in front. The shot blocked. One more time. Fishman from the point blocked, and that's going to be the game.
Yep.
There goes the horn, and Ron Fishman's drive for an equalizer goes for naught, and the Middlebury College Panthers fall to the Eaves of Williams by a score of 3-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms, so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This month at Foster Motors, it's the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. President Day deals all month long and President Day bonus cash up to $1,000. Check out their huge Jeep inventory and great lease deals. 0% for 60 months on most models and great Ram selections. The new Ram 1500 is 0% for 60 months plus rebates and up to $3,000 on select models. Come on down to Foster Motors for the President's Day event and Ram Truck Month. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgin's Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Jim LaBerge back here at Kenyon Arena where the Panthers have fallen to the Williams Purple Cows by a score of 3-2. Middlebury racing out to a 2-0 lead. Saw that squandered and they end up on the losing stick one more time just 24 hours after a heartbreaking overtime loss at Williams. In the third period, there was but one goal that came to a Haggerty. But unfortunately, it was not Zach Haggerty, but Alex Haggerty. At 3:10, the Williams forward scored the game-winning goal for the Eaves. Face-off coming back to the same side of the netminder.
One of the few shots tonight, Ken, that he did cleanly handle without kicking out the rebound.
And it's Williams now racing around as Haggerty for Williams. In on goal, shot, score! Number 23, Alex Haggerty, broke out of the Middlebury zone in a big hurry. And he pots the third Williams goal, and the Eaves take the lead 3-2. And that's the way the game ended. Middlebury, a furious try for a comeback right at the end of the game, but it fell short. They had a penalty. So effectively a two-man advantage with an empty net, but the boys just could not find the wood to put the third goal and dent the twine to tie it up. This is Hockey Night in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter, ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgin's, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer and Jim LaBerge back here at Kenyon Arena, where this evening the Williams Purple Cows have come to town and dispatched the Panthers by a score of 3-2. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. And Jim, the three stars of the game, as chosen by the media here. The number three star of the game goes to Michael Pinos, the goaltender from Williams. A fine effort. 23 shots, 21 saves. A little shaky in the beginning, but when it counted down the stretch, he stood tall and kept the Panthers at bay. The number two star, Ron Fishman for the Panthers, 2 assists on the night for the senior. Good solid effort from the right point. And the number one star, the Panther killer from last night and the Panther killer from tonight, Colby Cretella, a goal and an assist.
Well, you know, it was one of those games where, the Panthers looked like they had a good momentum going, and then just like that, they got snake bit by the power play. Williams capitalized on their third power play, I believe, of the game, and then a minute 16 later, just good pressure by Williams. They found the equalizer, and then in the third period, a good rush up the ice, a good shot, throw it at the net. They always say, throw it at the net, good things can happen. Well, good things happened for Williams. They got the game winner. The bad things happened for the Panthers. It caromed off the defender. And that was the there was a difference in the game right there. Panthers had some opportunities, especially late with the empty net. They did draw another penalty against Williams, so they had a power play opportunity. They had the two-man advantage. What came back to haunt them, though, the three faceoffs they had in the row in the zone during that opportunity, all were won by Williams. Williams won it. They controlled it on the faceoff. That was the difference going down the final 30 seconds of the game.
The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The regular NESCAC season ends next weekend right here at Kenyon Arena, a Saturday and Sunday affair. It's the Continentals of Hamilton coming in Saturday for a 4 p.m. start, followed up the next day on Sunday when the Lord Jeffs come a-hopping, another 4 p.m. start. And right now, brother, can you spare some points? The Panthers in desperate need of points. We'll see what happens this weekend as the rest of the NESCAC action unfolds. Right now, Middlebury in a 3-4 tie with Hamilton. But we are hanging by a prayer, Jim.
Yeah, they're going to have to take 4 points to hope to host the quarterfinal for the NESCAC, because right now, you did the math earlier, 4 points in five, or excuse me, yeah, 4 points over a possible of 20 points availability. No, I'm sorry, 10 points. Is that correct?
I did the math. But now it's 4 points in six games.
Right, exactly.
Four points in six games.
You know, no,
4 out of 12, cutting it in the NESCACs.
No, so they're going to have to, they're definitely going to probably have to win both games next weekend in hopes to host a quarterfinal. But I don't think that, I don't think they're going to be too terribly disappointed if they do have to go on the road. We talked earlier before that sometimes they feel a little bit more loose on the road. They don't have as much, they don't feel as much pressure as playing playing at home. So sometimes they gel a little bit better on the road when it's a little bit stacked up against them. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what Amherst and Hamilton do this weekend.
For Jim Ty, the fine engineer back at the studio, and my longtime color commentator, great to have you up here in the box, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
Jim LaBerge, this is Kim Lauer, the final score. Once again from Kenyon Arena, Williams 3, Middlebury 2. Good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op checks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes.
LaBerge Insurance. For all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury. Committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.